Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission from our studios here in our capital in Enugu, in Biafra Land, on this very day, the 24th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, as always, we say good morning. We say good afternoon, we say good evening and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans that never go to sleep in the far eastern part of the world, especially those of you in Malaysia, those of you in Thailand, those of you in China, the people in Japan, those in New Zealand, those of you in Australia. We remember your dedication, we salute your courage, and we dedicate everything that we do, or should I say 10% of it, to you, to your courage and your sacrifice for your country. To the rest of the world also, wherever you are, we welcome you. We are ranged across the entire 24 time zones of the world, and we are here to propagate the message of the restoration of the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it is my honor and privilege to welcome you. Our website is giving us problem. RadioBiafra.co is down once again. The $300 million that Goodluck Jonathan gave to white people to pull down our website, the money that the Zoological Republic invested to stifle the truth, has led to the collapse of our main website, but we are doing everything we can to rectify it. I have instructed Carol Monde to ensure that everybody else is directed to BiafraTelevision.co. Please go to BiafraTelevision.co. Tell people, if you're already receiving Radio Biafra, put it out on your Facebook, send messages to them, use your WhatsApp, use your BlackBerry. You can send text messages, you can email them, you can inbox people. Please tell them to go to BiafraTelevision.co. Ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them, please, to go to any other place other than RadioBiafra.co, because that very portal is down. It has been brought down by those of them dedicated to trying or attempting to halt our relentless march towards our freedom. That hasn't deterred us. Those of you listening to us via satellite, via MOS 5 satellite, we know we are coming to you crisp and very clear. If you experience any interruption, please, all you need to do is to refresh your browser. As you well know as well, the power supply here is epileptic. It is intermittent. Please, if you experience any breakage in our transmission, all you need to do is to bear with us. We shall bring it back as soon as possible, because we are in Biafra land, and because the zoo is a part of this very place right now, which we are trying to remove them from, we are bound, or we are prone to have some breakages in our transmission. But all the same, we must reiterate that our march towards our freedom is relentless. We must make it abundantly clear that as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as we are here to preach the gospel of truth and honesty, as long as we maintain our indomitability, as long as we ensure that we don't have any hope of retreating or surrendering, there is no way that Biafra cannot come. And with the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world fighting very hard, supporting what we are doing, there is no way that Biafra cannot come before the 31st of December of 2015. If anything stops Biafra from coming, the consequences will be too disastrous even for any sane person to contemplate. Somalia will look like a child's play, because as we told you, we will reduce this place to rubble. Nothing here will be able to function normally anymore. The reason why we sound this note of caution all the time is that when this Armageddon does come, that people will not be in any doubt whatsoever as to those who are responsible for it. That is why we must make haste while the sun is still shining. That is why we must ensure that we must pull together in one direction to bring about Biafra. That is why we are not going to entertain any complacency on any part. Any leadership found to be weak, any leadership found to be disloyal, any leadership found not to be up to scratch, will be publicly removed. Will be publicly removed immediately without wasting time. We are not here to play. We are not here to play silly, stupid Nigerian politics. We are here to get Biafra. If you know you are interested in Biafra, you come with us. If you want to play silly politics, go and join those mushroom, ineffective, criminal Biafran groups, that this is Radio Biafra, working for the indigenous people of Biafra, and we are here to get Biafra and nothing else. I do not believe in gossip. I don't believe in tittle-tattle. I don't believe in laziness. I don't believe in idleness. Anything I do, anything I say, anything I apply myself to, I make sure it is with the utmost dedication to my country, that I serve every blessed day of my life. And I expect that same level of dedication, that same level of devotion and loyalty from every officer of the indigenous people of Biafra, regardless of who you are. If you do not follow instructions, you will be removed, regardless of who you are. Our march is relentless. Relentless is what I'm saying. I don't have time, we do not have time to entertain nonsense. I don't have time to entertain fear. I am fearless before my enemies. I meet them anywhere they want to meet me. If they want to confront me, they're more than welcome to do so. I have given my instructions to our men. Should I fall anywhere I go to, they know what to do, and they must do it. We are here to get Biafra, we're not joking. I don't play with Biafra. I just don't play with Biafra. Biafra is more important than life itself. Life to me is inconsequential. Life is irrelevant, it is useless. What matters to me is Biafra and nothing else. We are here to prove them wrong. We are here to prove them wrong. I would not have this battle any other way. We are fighting battles on two fronts. The complacency, the hopelessness and stupidity of Igbo people, and at the same time fighting the might of the entire world that want to suppress the children of Chukwuabiama. We shall fight them. We shall defeat them. Because I am indefatigable. There is no way on this planet that this very mission can stop. No human being can stop it. I never said that, our general did. General Chukwuemeka Odumegwujuku said it, that no force on this earth can stop Biafra. Some idiots did not understand what he was saying. We are here proclaiming the same Biafra. We are here stating it categorically and without any prevarication, without any shred, any atom of fear in us, that Biafra is coming or everything else dies. Two things will happen. Biafra comes or we all perish. Wherever they run to, we find them and we kill them there. Wherever they run to, we are in every place on this very planet. And that is why we make bold to say all the time that the march towards the restoration of Biafra's sovereignty is unstoppable. Nobody can stop it. Nobody. Not even myself. Because if I fall by the wayside, which is impossible to contemplate, Chukwuabiama will raise another. I'm making it very, very clear that nobody is indispensable in this very struggle. No human being is. Nobody. That is why command and control is important. We are not in an era of democracy. No. Time shall come for democracy. But we are in an era of consultation. We are in an era of accountability. We are in an era of openness and transparency, but not democracy. It will stifle us. It will stunt our movement. It will put us asunder. And that will not happen under my watch. God knows it will not happen. The reason why I was born is to ensure that Biafra comes, I don't know, for other people. This is not Utumunna. This is Biafra we are talking about. And everything will be done to ensure her restoration. When our lines thus open, which we hope it shall, in a short while, the number to call, as always, remains +234 8100 904 599. Our Skype is also working. And I am surrounded by Biafrans from all over the world that answered this very call to come down here to the capital of their country to serve their people. They are here today. You shall hear from them that when we say something, we do it. I will dedicate this program today to those genuine and very loyal Biafrans who are in Germany. Those of you that bought us a bus, we have taken delivery of the bus you bought for us and all the things loaded inside it. Ozemena is here. with me and with the rest of our brothers and our sister who is also here in the studio. We commend the people of Germany. We commend the indigenous people of Biafra in Germany for what they have done. For they have done us proud. They have given us a bus to be able to do this very work, that we can move our boys from place to place to do this very work for their country. We are forever indebted to all of you, those of you that contributed in Germany, those of you that donated one thing or the other. As you know with me, there's always a but. The television you bought was broken, two of them. Therefore, you owe us two flat screen televisions. Germany will give us two flat screen televisions. We asked for two vehicles, you bought one. You will buy the other one. Anything you can do will be done to ensure that your flat screens get to us in good order. But the rest of the stuff you sent is absolutely wonderful. We commend all of you. The indigenous people of Biafra in Germany, answering Biafrans in Germany. You are indeed formidable. You have done your country proud. You are the first people to give us a bus. We know that our dear brother, what's his name, that gave us a car? And my dad, of course. There was a brother that gave us a car, our brother in the United Kingdom. I think our secretary. We are very, very grateful to you. Your car is doing marvelously well with us. And we are grateful to our people in Germany. We commend you. USA have not bought us anything yet. Nothing from the USA. We expect them to get us a helicopter because of their number. There are too many of us in the USA. That is what they need to get for us. Maybe something for us to start Biafran Air Force with. If Germany can buy us a bus. Germany will give us two buses, two, not one. I said two. But today we have taken delivery of one. And we are grateful to our people in Germany for what they have done. That despite the greed, despite the backbiting, despite all the gossiping, despite everything, that Germany was able to deliver when they were called upon to do so. We are grateful to all of you in Germany. And we dedicate tonight's program to Germany in its entirety. Thank you very much. Before we continue, we must also remind everybody wherever you are that the 30th of May 2014 is paramount. Without a success of the 30th of May, we cannot get Biafra. I am sounding this note of warning so that people understand the deep spiritual symbolism of the 30th of May. Without 30th of May, there will be no Biafra. It is important that you go out as a zonal coordinator, that you go out as an officer serving your country in whatever capacity, that every national coordinator is tuned up to the coming of the 30th of May. Very, very important. Across the entire 24 time zones of the world, we must awaken the spirit of the dead. We must remember them. We must mourn them. We must thank them for their supreme sacrifice. And we must each pledge to go and complete the work they started. That is the essence of the 30th of May. To ask Chukwu Abiama to accept their spirit. To ask Chukwu Abiama to rest their souls. To remind them that they did not die in vain, that we are here to complete what they started, that all of them that fought in the trenches, that said to themselves, will they ever remember us? On the 30th of May of 2014, we are going to remember you, all of you. All of you. It is a bit late, we know. Almost 42 years too late. But better late than never. We are going to honor and remember all of you. All over the world, that mankind may know that indeed there was a country and now there is a country called Biafra. We are relentless. Relentless. Our people are here with us as well. Please, you go around one after the other. Ikechukwu Enyaku is not here. He has gone to pick up our people that came in from London as well. They want to come to their office. We have to bring them here. Ikechukwu has gone to pick them up. I don't know. Is Sister Rita with us today at all? She is here with us as well. Ozemena is here. Chukabosa is here. Osito Keke is also here. One after the other, you will give us your name. You will acknowledge the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra. You will thank those of them in Germany. You will thank every coordinator after working very hard, you will thank every zonal coordinator. You will thank every officer of state. You will thank the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra, wherever they may be, as long as you have your country in your mind. We are here to serve you. And this is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. Here is your sister, Rita Anubogo. I am indeed happy today because our brothers and sisters in Germany, they have done us proud. Not only that they sent us a bus, every other thing that they promised to be in that bus came with the bus. And I am happy. My sincere greetings to those of them in Germany. They have done us proud. And since they have done us proud, Chukwu Abiama will continually do them proud. My joy also goes to all the national and zonal coordinators all over the world, especially to our COC. He is a good man. He's a great man. He is doing what he's supposed to do, and he's serving his country. I am from Nsukka. Nsukka is in Enugu. Enugu is in Biafra land. I encourage you to come close, invite your friends, invite your family members. As we are here in our capital, Enugu, the capital of Biafra land, to bring you messages of hope. To bring you messages of hope. We have come. And since we have come, I assure you that Biafra will be restored. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you very much. We are all here together serving our country. Everybody abandoned everything. You must understand it. The work we do is Biafra, and 24 hours is not even enough to complete what we need to do in a day. But we are here serving you. We say something and we do it. That is why we are exceptional. That is why we are formidable. And that is why there can never be any other Radio Biafra. Because nobody can do what we are able to do. Please go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafran worldwide. This is Osta Okeke, coming to you from our capital here in our studio in Biafra land. We thank you so much, my fellow Biafrans and sisters in Germany. We are so much proud of you. We say may Chukwu Abiama keep on blessing you as you keep on supporting us in this very movement. I thank you so much. We are overwhelmed today when Ozemena enter in our office with the brand new, in fact, we call it brand new bus because the speedometer is not even been driven. So we are proud of you people. We say may God keep blessing you. Stay tuned as we proceed. We have promised you we are on ground. And as we are on ground, Biafra must come. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you. We are here assembled. Please go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Choka Bosa. I am from Mumudioka in Nawka South, Anambra, Biafra land. I say welcome to our broadcast today. To my brothers in Germany, I can't say enough. My sister, my brother have already sent all the things I should be saying. But either way, I will still say thank you very much for keeping your words, for making it possible for indigenous people of Biafra here in our capital to have a bus to be able to move around and tell people about the restoration of Biafra. I can't thank you enough, but I will still say thank you. And please stay tuned as we broadcast today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, people of Biafra, all over the world. My name is Eze Ozemenam. I'm from Enugu State, from Ogun local government area in Biafra land. So,
where do you live?
I live in Germany. I am the zonal coordinator in Cologne, Germany. I've been traveling around since ever you people sent me this job, especially people in Germany. Your bus has been delivered today. I'll be traveling with this bus all along from Germany down to Biafra land at the headquarters right now. So I thank you all. And I will ask you all, especially those in Germany, to keep it up so that we can be able to meet up to our fulfillment. So stay tuned this night and then hear more from us. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
And the Biafra Nekenunu Mongwembo Emamoloku Neken and the Biafra Nine I Nekenunu Biafra Kunu Neke I have Yakwalozo Imuno Biomaji Wego soon on a Biafra Bunkai No Bala Chineke Kuala and Kakaina Kwade Banimea I have Yago Oge Lugo Bagaji Webala Chineke Kuala and Amqua Ya Nuputani Nibwe Onya Nolonya Koli Bea Machiefuna Kai tetanola, kai webia wali headelai, onyangwai na nyeruno.
Magongwagi, thank you very much. What he's saying, in essence, in English language, is something we've been saying, that we are here talking about Biafra. We are here at our headquarters, that people should come out in their multitude to try to support what we are doing, because Biafra is the promised land. Biafra is the land of the rising sun. Some people do not understand the deep spiritual meaning and symbolism behind everything Biafran. You can see that the symbol of the rising sun was strategically positioned in the middle strip of the tricolor. Tricolor means three colors. Our flag is green, black, and red. And the rising sun is on the black strip, to signify that we bring light where there is darkness, that we are the children of the sun, to signify that we are a people of truthfulness, to signify that nothing is hidden under the sun, to signify that we represent the only hope for the entirety of black race, regardless of where they are, to signify also that in this very dark continent, we are the only people capable of bringing light to it. That is why we are Biafrans, and that is why we preach this gospel relentlessly. That is why Biafra is going to come, because our hands are clean, because Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come and not man. Sometimes I get frustrated, sometimes I get very angry. Sometimes I must confess I get very depressed with the attitude of some people. But when I remember the sacrifice of the bravest of the brave, those men that fought for this very country, that fought the whole world for 3 years, those that charged enemy lines without any bullets at all with their bare hands, those that withstood the enemy advance, those that took over it twice from the whole world, mind you, including the British, the Russians, everybody was supporting the Islamic war to annihilate the children of God, to massacre and to kill us. But Chukwu Abiama said that the time hadn't come for us to disappear from the face of the earth. Now we want to hold that to be true, that we are in a piece of territory, in a sceptered land, in a blessed land given to the children of God by no other person than God himself. That is why we must stand on this very land. That is why we must defend it. And that is why we must die if need be, to ensure that the honor, integrity, and respect is restored here, on this very place, on this very piece of red earth, on this very place where the land is holier than Jerusalem, this very blessed land, this very Biafra. We must proceed. As soon as the barrister comes to me, we shall bring him to you. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you once again, that this is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are in our studios in Enugu. Our transmission is holding, and people are telling me that all our listening posts and websites are functioning depending on where you are. Please tell other people to try and go to radiobiafra.co. If that does not work, let them please go to biafratelevision.co. If that does not work, which is most unlikely, they can go to peopleofbiafra.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Those of you on satellite, we are being inundated. People are phoning asking us to go to their various homes here, all over the place, to install the satellite. Those of them listening to us via satellite, we welcome you. We welcome you, and we ask you, please, regardless of what you do, to ensure that you are part of this very phenomenal family. The barrister must come to me via the normal studio line of Radio Biafra, please, and not the one he's trying to reach me on, because we are doing something sensitive with it. Or alternatively, he can come to me via Skype, but he can come to me, as he has just listened, as well, via the correct channel Barrister Man Mesu, this is Radio Biafra. We in our capital in Enugu. Please accept the presence of our people, especially those of them in Germany that kindly donated a bus to their country. We took delivery of that bus here, and the presence of Ezra Zemena is testimony to that very fact. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director. Good evening to all Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. This evening, I'm so happy, very happy, that Biafrans congregate. They come together every evening to praise Chukwu Abiam and to restore our nation, Biafra. I thank all of you, wherever you are, once again. And of course, to ask you to come to us with ideas. The support you've been giving to Radio Biafra and to all Biafrans in general. All right, so let me take this opportunity to thank those Biafrans who surround with you, with their brevity, with the ideas, with the knowledge of restoring Biafra. I first of all thank our sister, Rita Anibogo. She is a general, and she's a brave woman. Emma Moloku, I heard your voice. I thank you. Eze Osemina, I thank you too. Chukabosa, all of you are supporting Director and helping him out in every way he needs your support. Osita Adema, Osita, you're a courageous, brave individual. Osito Keke, you left where you were to come and save your people in the hands of Hausa Fulani Boko Haram and our enemies. You guys are great. I also have to thank our people in Germany, Biafrans in German land. Please, I don't want to hear again that Germans did this or did that. They brought us a bus. Whether you are in Dusseldorf, whether you are in Cologne, or whether you are in Munich, you are Biafrans in Germany. We thank all of you individually. And please, no more complaints coming from Germany. Because you've done what you've asked to be done. If it's mathematics, it's called QED, Quod Erat Demonstrandum. You've done it. Although the director still wants some more to be done, and all of you are capable of doing it. The director always says, Germans and Americans will bring us Biafra. All of you should remember that. He told the USA of people, you provide us a helicopter. They are capable because they are Biafran. I thank all of you, whichever little way you have contributed to ensuring that we do not die, that Biafra is not wiped out of this earth surface. We are grateful. I am very, very happy that Director is dedicating today's broadcast for Germans. I want every other country to follow suit. We are Biafrans. We are great. And there's nothing we cannot achieve. Once again, good evening to all of you. Get your pen and paper. And of course, do not listen to your listening devices once you hear your name. It doesn't make any sense.
Sun. have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We are in a place where there is no light. So they just took the light and we had to switch over to a standby generator. Who is it, the generator by the German people?
Yes.
That is correct. We are using the generator you gave us. Our brothers in Germany, our sisters in Germany, and friends of Biafra in Germany. The barrister was in full flight when rather unceremoniously we lost contact with him. I shall invite the barrister to please call us back because I believe that he's still got something to tell us. Because this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we just lost power intermittently. And we are here to ensure that something is done to bring about Biafra. As soon as the barrister calls me, I shall go straight to him. I shall bring him to you. This is Radio Biafra. And as we broadcast, other people are still coming to join us. They are coming to our studios. They are being part of what we are doing. Our building is not entirely fantastic in terms of the furnishing, but all the contributions you have made, those of you that gave us money to furnish this place, we are doing something. And between now and the weekend, at least we should be able to get the living room and all the other areas complete with a few more things to go. So we are grateful to all of you. We are not in the habit of announcing names because we are not doing any launching. You have donated something to your country. You have given something to your country for which the entire indigenous people of Biafra all over the world are grateful for. And also we have two people. Hikechukwu has come back from where he went to. And he brought somebody with him. Before we go ahead, please, I must also ask the barrister to return to me if he can. They will go to once again acknowledge the presence of our people all over the world, especially those of them in Germany that gave us a bus, that gave us the generator we are using right now. It was given to us by Germany and a few other things as well, the projectors, all the monitors that came with it. We are indeed very, very grateful. The bus you got for us is very good. It has a chair, it has a table, and this is fantastic. It reminded me of what Okokon must have, his condition must have looked like. We can actually broadcast from inside the bus they gave us. There's a table there to take our equipment. We can broadcast from there. We can actually do mobile broadcasting. It's amazing. Amazing. Because we are Biafrans and we are truly blessed. Please, where is the microphone? Go ahead, please, and tell the people who you are. Your name and where you are this very day. And also thank those of them in Germany for what they did for their country. Go ahead.
Many greetings to you from here. My name is Ikechukwu Enyago. And I'm right here at the studio in our capital, Enugu. I bring you greetings once again, and I especially thank those in Germany, Fred Onyali, who was in office when they started Ozemina, and the rest of you there in Germany who saw to it that the bus got all the way to us here, safe and sound, and like the director said, it was wonderful. Thank you. We are expecting more from different countries. because we will not relent until we've restored our country, Biafra. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, Biafra.
It's okay. It's fine.
It's okay. Go ahead. Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Sunday Okpala Enwe. As usual, always contributing to the restoration of sovereign state of Biafra. I'm welcoming everyone all over the whole world, especially those in Malaysia and the United Kingdom and the United States and all over the world. We are welcoming you to this program at our capital, Enugu. This is my first time of being at the studio in the capital, and believe you me, I have so many things to tell the world. But at this very juncture, I'm just saying welcome everybody. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And you didn't tell them where you came from. Did you tell the people where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from Nimo in Njikoka, local government area.
And where did you come back from?
Yes, I reside in Surrey, I reside in Woking, Surrey, United Kingdom. And I've come back to my Biafra land so that we see this state of Biafra being restored. And right now I'm just coming from Aba. That's where I traveled. I left about 2 p.m. just to tell you how good is the road. I'm just getting to our capital now. Thank you, and I'll be back again.
Thank you. You left 2 p.m. 2 p.m. You left about 2 p.m. Now he's getting to this place. That is how sad and how bad things are. That is how foolish things are over here. But we must continue. We must continue because there is no alternative. There is nothing else we can do apart from seek the restoration of the sovereignty, our own independence, on this very day, the 24th day of April. By way of headlines, we are reporting today that corruption in Anambra, P2B's money laundering lands NSCDC boss in trouble. I think that is the national side. Is it civil defense? God knows what they are called. NSCDC. Corruption, P2B's money laundering lands the NSCDC boss into trouble. That is the man that won the award for the Democrat of the Year. That is the man that killed our people in Ezu River. We want to ask P2B, we want to ask the new governor of Anambra State, can somebody give us the autopsy report of our people killed and dumped in Ezu River? We want to know what happened to the autopsy report. Where is it? We are supposed to be in a democratic dispensation. P2B has stolen money from Anambra State. He used it to go and build a shopping mall in Abuja. P2B stole Anambra State money, used the money to go and build a shopping mall in Hausa land. There is not one single shopping mall in Anambra State. P2B used Anambra people's money, 15 billion, to go and build a shopping mall. When Radio Biafra were castigating him for his criminality, he came and said, I will build a shopping mall in Awka. Did P2B build that shopping mall? The answer is no. This same man was involved in money laundering. This same man that ordered shoot at sight, that our own children could be shot, people without work. As you well know, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Obero Muaka, little children without work, agitating for something to do. The joint task force of the Nigerian Army, Navy, everybody, including fire brigade, they came and killed our children. Their bodies are still in the mortuary till today. These are the people that Owasrike are supporting today. I have never seen where a freedom fighter opened his mouth and said, I am supporting the army of the enemy. It has never happened before in my entire life. I am learned. I've been studying. I have never seen in this same number. This is the man they wanted to give an award to until we stopped them. This man stole money. This man, as at today, this P2B, is the person responsible for all the mess that is happening in that very place. He has been implicated in money laundering, We shall go on to bring you the detail when we bring you the news summary. Insurgency, Jonathan and governors, heads of security agencies, religious leaders meet to discuss Boko Haram. But we know the only thing that can stop Boko Haram is a complete disintegration of this abominable contraption put together by no other than a man called Frederick Lugard that came to do the work that only Chukwu Abiama ever did. Only God can create a nation. Only God, not man. Because everything made by a human being has an expiry date. I told people this before, they weren't listening properly. Go and pick up any bottled water anywhere. Go and pick up any bottled water in the world anywhere. You will see an expiry date. Ever was is there any still Ragulis? Or Ragulis has gone now? Ragulis, Akwalago. Is he still here? Ever. Ebony. Is it one called Ebony?
No, Ever.
Swan, all the others on them, and vulture. There is one. They must have vulture as well.
Seaway.
Go see. Exactly. Go and look at any of those bottles containing mineral water. You will see an expiry date. But water is natural. In your stream, in your village, you can go and drink water anytime. It has no expiry date. But once a human mind touches that water, puts it in a bottle, it must expire. That's how nature is. The only person capable of creating a nation is God, Chukwu Abiama. No other person. Anytime man comes together to cobble together a country, that country invariably fails. And that is why the zoo is failing. And this very man gave us an expiry date. The expiry date for this very place called the Zoological Republic of is a zoo full of animals. Is the 31st of December, 2013, 12 midnight. That time has come and gone. This very place has expired. I know some idiots are still going to court saying they're taking Nigeria to court over Biafra. People who are not learned, that claim they are learned. Nigeria has expired. It's an expired contraption put together by a Scottish man. I ask anybody shouting, "One Nigeria, one Nigeria," can you go to Scotland and rename that place? You were named after a river to show that the river owns you. You are not human beings. That is why you're named after a river. Instead of a river being named after you, you are the ones being named after a river. Did you not exist before the white man came through that river? You existed. But you allowed the insolence, you allowed the nonsense, you allowed the stupidity to prevail because they are white. Anything they say must be correct. Chukwu Abiama was only punishing you. We are reporting today also that kerosene scarcity. NNPC to increase domestic consumption of cooking gas. Kerosene scarcity. Unbelievable. The people that buy crude oil from the zoo called Nigeria, they don't have kerosene scarcity. They build their roads with the tar derived from crude oil. Yet in the place where crude oil comes from the ground, the roads are not tarred. People cannot cook with kerosene because there is scarcity. And they claim they have 4 refineries. Babangida has 1 refinery in Ivory Coast that he doesn't pay for. He comes, brings his tankers, and they take petrol to Ivory Coast to go and refine and bring it back. The brother, Sani Abacha, had one in Equatorial Guinea. That is Hausa economics for you, you see. That is Hausa people. That's how they do economics. Like giving Dangote the license to only one man to import cement, to import salt, to import sugar. I have also told our legal team that Dangote should be going to prison in America because there's a law in the USA called antitrust laws. If you run a monopoly, you go to prison in America. We should report Dangote to the US authorities. Or maybe he's Islam and Obama is Islam as well. Maybe Obama won't do anything about it. Kerosene scarcity. NNPC to increase domestic consumption of cooking gas. That's all they do. Increase, sell oil, sell crude oil and get money. So if Nigeria cannot be creative enough to grow their economy, do you know how they quadruple their GDP? It's by increasing the price of petrol. If petrol is 70 naira per liter, you increase it to 140. That way you doubled your GDP and your economy jumps from being the number 158 to number, is it 26 as they claim? Money doubling. People lying in broad daylight. What people benefit from lying, I do not understand. Kerosene scarcity in the midst of plenty. Somebody is living very close to an oil well, servicing foreign tanks coming to take oil. That same family, that same woman cannot cook for the children with kerosene. But there are ships coming in to take oil away. That is why white people call us black monkeys, that you cannot reason properly. How can you not have kerosene when there is crude oil coming from your land? Sixth largest exporter of crude oil in the world, you have no kerosene. How therefore can you be referred to as a civilized people? You are not civilized. You may look like a human being, but you're not. You are an animal in a zoo, which is what this very place is. We are continuing. We are also reporting today that insurgency, of course, we said this thing before, our news is not very plenty because we were struggling very, very much to be able to get into our main portal, radiobiafra.co. But what we have, we must proceed with it. What is important to us is that everybody understands anyway that the 30th of May is very, very pivotal. I have spoken to the coordinator of Japan and they have assured us that they are ready. Every other coordinator must be ready. Every other national representative must be ready. And I also have a very special announcement to make on the issue of Germany later on. I hope that everybody understands that we have a European representative in Uchen Nasiebu. Omiomia, we call him. Everybody understands that. I have an announcement to make on Germany later. But before that, I must proceed to go and bring the news in greater detail. The exit of the immediate past governor of Anambra State, Chief Gregory Peter Obi, witnessed the highest and most reckless spread of money that could have been used for free, compulsory, and qualitative education or other meaningful development of the state. And today, Nemesis has started dealing with some of the people that assisted the wolf that defaced itself, that turned itself into a cat coat in looting the state treasury, with the state commandant of the Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps, NSDC, Anambra State Command, Commandant Ochogwu Michael Uroko, who is now the first victim. I hope we can understand what is happening here. Money laundering and reckless spending of money that could have gone into meaningful education. P2B was spreading all over the place, bribing journalists and giving them money. That was how they gave him the governor of the year. Of course, they made Babangida the president of the century after he killed one of their colleagues, Delegiwa. Even the journalists in the zoo have no shame. The man that killed one of your colleagues, you all got together and gave him an award. That is why this place is a zoo full of monkeys. Information reaching a particular news agency from the office of the commandant has revealed that the man got himself into trouble when he allegedly embezzled undisclosed millions of naira dished out to the authentic serving and the forged names of the officers of the corps that served in the government house during the tenure of the ex-governor, Mr. Peter Obi. These are called ghost workers because here people lie. They use lies as a way of getting along. If you are in charge of somewhere, if you cannot steal the money, you go and make up names of the people working there, you collect their salary. Ezin Nachi Brick Factory is closed, but people are still collecting money there as if it is a functioning factory. The height of deceit and evil. It will be recalled that the outgoing commandant of NSCDC, Anambra State Command, Mr. Ochogwu Michael Uroko, resigned as a classroom teacher in Benue State and joined the redneck men in 2010. And when he was posted to Anambra State, barely 2 years now, he became the first commandant in the state to declare unrelentless war against yet-to-be-absorbed officers of the corps into the state. Sources had it that before the 17th day of March 2014, Mr. Peter Obi was alleged to have compensated, listen very carefully, those that said that Peter Obi is a good governor, we present your stupidity before you. That is why you cannot be developed. That is why you have no running water, no good roads, no lights, no qualitative education. That is why your life is in a circle. That is why, rather than going to a bank to look for a loan to develop a business or going to court to obtain justice, you go to your pastor to pray for you for miracle. The height of stupidity. You believe in Peter Obi? This is it. Mr. Peter Obi was alleged to have compensated every policeman that served his administration with 300,000 naira. Every policeman got 300,000 naira from Peter Obi. Yet, workers are not being paid. Women do not receive free health care or free prenatal care. Still, the roads are not being built. There are no industries and there are no lines of credit. We shall educate you later. There are some things we don't want to say regarding economics before they copy it in the zoo. There are no lines of credit, no guarantee of payment coming from P2B to be able to lift up the industries or the industrial sector or the manufacturing sector the way that Mbakwe did. These are the things they could have copied from Mbakwe, but they did not, because they are not learned, because they are not educated. This man, P2B, gave every policeman in his administration 300,000 naira each, without including the men of the Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps, NSCDC. On noticing the development, a female superintendent of the corps, or officer in charge of all the officers in the government house, was said to have met the commandant and informed him of the development, and they agreed that the female officer should not allow such grace pass them by. Hence the allegedly forged names that never served in government house, the serving ones, and submitted all of them. The officer commanding the government house, according to reports, went back to her office and compiled the names of both the serving and non-serving officers of Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps in the government house, submitted the same to the office of Mr. Peter Obi, who in turn approved the list submitted by the civil defense female officer in charge of the government house. It was gathered that over 60 names were submitted, and each of the name was paid 100,000 naira. The money belonging to Anambra State. That is how it was spent. That is how things are happening in that very place. And that is why they want us to belong to this abominable place. People are busy stealing. People are busy lying. People are busy forging. And that is the zoo for you. Boko Haram have scared them and they have shut down Lagos. But of course, the Yoruba cowards. Yoruba cowards. They are. There was panic in some parts of Ogun and Lagos states yesterday over reports that 18, we reported this news yesterday, but I'm giving it to you today in more detail. 18 suspected Boko Haram members had invaded the Lagos Ibadan Expressway, killing 11 civilians and 9 police officers. This came 24 hours after their friend fell in the new group ARG on Tuesday sent a strong warning to the Lekwende Yoruba to warn Boko Haram. Is that possible? Yoruba man warning Boko Haram. It's laughable. Do you know that nobody even takes Yoruba people seriously when they talk about freedom for Yoruba people? Do you know that? It didn't start today. Awolowo was an evil man. Awolowo is a murderer. Awolowo is a killer. Awolowo is the one responsible for the death of our children. Everybody that suffered Kwashioko. If you suffered Kwashioko, Awolowo is responsible for it. Yoruba people are the ones responsible for your children suffering Kwashioko. Those of us that died during the war, Yoruba people killed you through starvation. Hausa came with bullets. Yoruba came with starvation. And they combined together to kill as many of us as possible, numbering 3.5 million people. Yoruba, they killed us, and we must avenge the death of our people. Avenge, I said. There must be revenge. They should watch and see. ARG said, oh, pardon, Yoruba people, they are warning somebody. Let's see what they said. Funny fella. ARG would like to warn that being visited with a terror attack will amount to a declaration of war on the peace-loving people of Yoruba land. In as much as the Yoruba people have always been peaceful and are not whether directly or indirectly, complicit in the collapse of development and security, factors which have labeled as responsible for the rise in terrorism, we need to add that the Yoruba people will neither fold their arms. Oh, dear Lord. I must finish. I'm sorry, I'm laughing, but I have Yorubandi Yoruba. Yoruba. Yoruba are threatening. They are threatening somebody. Jesus. Hey, Yoruba people. I will say this is Yoruba speaking, not me. We need to add that the Yoruba people will neither fold their arms if attacked and will be forced to respond in whatever shape or form deemed fit, the group warned in a statement signed by its national chairman, Honorable Olawale Osun. If you call this man now, he's on his way to Kaduna to go and tell Arewa Consultative Forum that he wasn't serious in what he was saying. These are Yoruba people threatening somebody. I have asked this question before, Yoruba people. Where have you ever fought a war before? Which battle did the Yorubas win? A set piece battle between adversaries. Can somebody please tell me? The answer is none. Yorubas can never be remembered for any famous battle. Never in their life. Despite the overwhelming force, despite the fact that we were starved to submission, despite lack of ammunition, Onwuatu Egwu still took Umuahia. Onwuatu Egwu retook Umuahia from the combined forces of the Arab world, the Islamic world, weapons supplied by Britain, tacit approval for the genocide of the children of God by America, planes supplied by Russia, flown by Egyptian pilots. Onwuatu Egwu still took Umuahia from them. I want Yorubas to come out and name one field commander they had that the world can remember. One that won any battle. I can give you as many names as possible. Yoruba, name one Yoruba commander that did something. Ironsi was a battlefield decorated general, not major. Ironsi was decorated in the battlefield as a general. He fought in the Congo. He distinguished himself. These are the imbeciles that some fools killed. T.Y. Danjuma killed. And our people are working for T.Y. Danjuma because they are useless. The same way that MASOP is now working for APC. APC meaning Boko Haram, essentially. Our people have no honor and no shame. And anybody without honor and without shame cannot be associated with Radio Biafra. You can never be associated with the indigenous people of Biafra. We are all honorable people. Yoruba people issuing threat. Who told you that? That is our news today. Our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Our lines are open. I would welcome the barrister once again to please try and come back to me to enable me make sense of our presentation this evening. Our people are here. Before I go straight to the lines, I will please go around and ask them who has something to say. We must continue to remember those of you in Germany for the great work that you did. The wonderful work that you did. You must listen very, very carefully because I have an announcement to make. That announcement must be made. Something is going to happen to German leadership tonight live on this very radio station. It must be announced. There are some changes that must be made. I believe that the barrister has joined me. I believe so. Barrister Mamezi, if you can hear me, which I believe you can. That is our news headlines and accompanying news summary. You will proceed to please try and bring some semblance of reason, understanding, and even decorum, please, to what we're presenting this evening. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. I wasn't able to contact you earlier after the NEPA light taking or NEPA blackout, as usual. I couldn't because I have to verify the last speech I made before the light went off. And I was told when I was saying that anybody calling in should turn off their listening devices. NEPA did it for me and turned everything off before I can even finish talking. So that was why I couldn't get back, and I'm waiting for the news analysis. Director, you may have to go back to the news, what you read about the Yorubas, they are Afrenia, whatever it is. They said they would like to warn. They are not warning, Director. This is a legal terminology. They would like to warn. That in court is defendable. They didn't warn. They would like to. So, as you rightly said, When whoever that goes to Kaduna, will tell them, well, you can go and read the letter again or the statement. So you can see how coward these people are. When director says something, that's how we stand, because you go deep down, underneath, to give us the full meaning of anything that we're looking for. Let me welcome back Ikeju Kwenyago, the double barrel man, with one of our brothers who came with him. Ikeju Kwenyago, you're welcome back to the studio. When I spoke earlier, you were not there. And of course, the director said you went to pick somebody up. You're welcome back to the studio. And of course, joining everybody. Director, corruption. And Peter Obi, when you mentioned the name NSDSD, I remember the Oga at the top. I couldn't stop laughing. The Oga at the top. Bribery did not start in the zoo, Director. We know them. The only solution, which, of course, that is the reason why my brothers and my sister flew into that Biafra land, is to restore our dignity, restore our prestige, and to restore what we call human beings living in a nation, not the zoo. It's a big shame that up to today, the Biafrans are still in the zoo. But of course, we are doing our best to make sure that that story will be completely written off, not even to be remembered. But of course, we have to honor those, not only those who died during the war, but those who are also dying, even up to today, in the zoo, affected by all the atrocities, even in Lagos, and all the things our people are suffering in the north by Boko Haram. Jonathan wants to have a meeting with them. What meeting? With who? The ones he released. They were jailed, locked up. He released them, gave them money. Now, what meeting? This guy is a joke. I wish you will not be reading anything about Jonathan and whatever he's doing there. That man is very shambolic in his approach to life. Very disgusting. You cannot say that this is what this guy has done honorably. Everything he did has been shambolic. No meaning, no sense. What a disgrace. And during the time he was contested, everybody, we are all jumping up that Dino has come to judge, not knowing that this guy really came to kill us. And got a few Ohanese, get the money, those who went home, put their foot on the table and start drinking while our brothers and sisters are dying on the road, wherever they are. The Yorubas, I haven't seen anything. On the highway to Ogun State or whatever it is, they started panicking. They should thank and say, Biafrans, you are strong. Our people, you are killing them in the north. There are still many of them left there. I'm not condoning it, but what is called braveness, bravery, courage. That's what it is. They are being killed, but they are still there. When a Yoruba man or woman hears a gunshot, they'll just disappear. You can never find them back on again. So these are the people who would like to warn. Yeah, of course, they are not warning, but let's take it as it's written. They would like to warn. Insurgents, they will not stop. Boko Haram will not stop until the zoo will completely melt away. And what will melt the zoo? Biafra. The coming back, the restoration of Biafra will completely change the face of that particular continent. That area, of course, the zoo will not exist anymore, because we will build a big wall after Asaba. I don't know Asaba or this one which came before. Once you are coming from the zoo, there is a place you meet, then Asaba. Is it, Director, please remind me.
Sorry? I didn't quite...
When you are coming from Lagos,
yes,
before you get to Onitsha, you meet Asaba. Is it... there is a place that comes before Asaba.
Is it Umunede? Oh, is it Ogwashi? Is it Ogwashi? Is it Ogwashi? Is it Abo?
Abo!
Go ahead.
I think that is the demarcation between us and the Yorubas.
No, it's not.
Build, you know,
no, barrister. No, it's not. It's Ibuakre. Ibuakre is the beginning. Yes. Ibuanke is the cap. Is the boundary between us and the Edo. But if Edo people join us, then they have to move the bridge somewhere else.
After Edo director, whatever it is, we will build. You, I'm sure you know about the Berlin Wall. Our own with three police. Build a high wall that even with helicopter they won't pass by. I'm standing by, Director. Let me leave it here.
Thank you very much. You're a good man. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister, attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who kindly joined us. And our lines are open. The lines to Radio Biafra is open. You can be able, the only people you call in one country and all over the world, they will hear your voice. No other people can do it. The reason why we can is because Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come, not man. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, turn your system down and speak to me. Because the world is... Turn your system down. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Emeka. I'm from Niger State.
Your name is Emeka. What is your surname?
My Emeka Lesoba. I live in Niger State. I'm from Anambra.
Niger State?
Yeah.
Are you close to, living close to Babangida?
No.
Or is it Abdul Salami Abubakar?
No.
Okay. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I like what you
Please
are.
Move away from where you are. I can hear my voice. Move away from where you are. Can you hear me? No. Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. He needs to move away from his system. If you call Radio Biafra, please endeavor to move away from your system. Please. Move away from there. That is the only way we can hear you properly. Rather, our lines are open right now. All the stuff that they gave to us, all the property sent to us by those of you in Germany, we received it here. But two things, one thing happened. The TV screens you gave to us are broken. We need a replacement. We need to get here. Maybe those that packed it didn't pack it very well. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, Director. My name is Colin Chinedu. I am from Isialamba, I know, in Imo State, Biafra land. I am the coordinator of Biafra in Hamburg.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Ozemina is here. Please go ahead.
Yes. I want to greet all the great Biafrans in the studio with you there. And Ozemina, I want to greet you too for your efforts in making sure that our boss got back home safely. I want to announce our upcoming meeting in Hamburg on the 27th April 2014, that is on Sunday. The venue is our usual venue, Königstraße 22-22041, Hamburg, Wandsbekmarkt. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, you can call my number 01521 25 1873, and the time is 17 o'clock. Please endeavor to attend and on time, because we have an important issue to discuss based on our rally on the 30th of May. Please endeavor to attend and on time. I want to thank everybody that is working or contributing in any means to help the struggle. I say everybody should keep it up, and God will bless everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Before you go, Collins, before you go, you are our zonal coordinator in Hamburg, is that correct?
Yes.
Do we have confirmation that we now have the order to march in Germany on the 30th of May?
Yes, it is not a general thing in Germany. It is going to be on the zonal basis. Some zones have gotten or have applied already for their permission. In Germany, the police said it is that we don't need permission to permission to demonstrate, but we just have to inform them on the day we want to demonstrate, so that they can guide us guide us on how to march on that day. So, city like Bremen, have gotten their permission already, and I am working towards ours in Hamburg. And I think most cities are really working towards that, and it's going to work.
Okay, thank you very much. And you're listening. You will stay where you are. I have an announcement to make regarding Germany.
Okay,
from this very minute, from this very moment, every zonal coordinator in Germany will report to Uche Nasiebu, our European representative. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Every zonal coordinator, I don't know if there are 9 of you, or is it 12 or 15, I don't know. Ozemena is here and will confirm in a short while. All of you, from today, there is no national coordinator in Germany. From this very moment, this very precise minute, all of you will report to Omiomio, Uchenna, Asiebu. All of you, starting from this very minute, you will give him weekly updates as to what you're going to do for the 30th of May. Things are slacking in Germany and it is dangerous. Some people are working with our enemies and that is very, very dangerous. Politicians have infiltrated what we are doing and we cannot tolerate it. Every zonal coordinator should report direct to Chen Nasiebu. He's in Victoria in Spain, in the Basque country. He is our European representative. He will take temporary charge of Germany until all of you coordinators will meet and decide what is going to happen and then inform me. That is what has to happen in Germany, because things are not moving as fast as I want it to go. The executive in Germany, as at this very moment, no longer exists. All of you zonal coordinators will report to Uchenna Asiebu. Is that very clear?
Yes, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Radio Biafra. Do you have something else to say? No, he doesn't. How many zones do we have in Germany? Ozemena?
Precisely, we have now...
No, he's off. He's off. Turn it on. Push it up, please, and speak. Yes, go ahead.
We have precisely...
No. Yeah, go ahead.
We have precisely 10 zonal coordinator at the moment.
10. You have 10 zones in Germany. Yeah. All of those coordinators, we know you all listen to Radio Biafra. If not, you shouldn't be there anyway. From this very moment, you will report your preparations for the 30th of May to no other person than Uchen Nasiebu. Omiomio, you will make your details available to the coordinator of coordinators, and that will be circulated. You should have all the zonal coordinators list anywhere. You will contact all of them in Germany, and they will report to you. You, in turn, will report to Uchen Nonyema, who will then come to me direct. I need to know what is happening in Germany. Germany is very important to us, and we need to shake the world in Germany on the 30th of May. The slow pace of things can't be allowed to continue. The same thing will happen everywhere we go to. Our enemies will try, and we shall defeat them wherever we find them. They will try. If you are cavorting with the enemies of Biafra, you will be summarily dismissed. There is no appeal. None whatsoever. And we march on. We are relentless. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please. A caller on the phone. Your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, sir, this is the Chukwum from Amsterdam, Holland.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, Director, I thank you for the wonderful job you're providing. I thank all the the good indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, those who live their various places, to come back to our capital, Enugu, to make sure that this our movement, this our Biafra, come through. I thank all of you. Coordinator, I want to use this opportunity, this opportunity to announce our meeting on Saturday, upcoming Saturday, in Netherlands. On behalf of our zonal coordinator, Ndewisi Osuala, announce our meeting on coming Saturday at Gelsenhof. The number to call, our coordinator number to call is 068 576 4986. I repeat, 068-576-4986. I call out Biafra in Netherlands to come out in Amsterdam, to come out. Our marching on 30th of May is letters. We are preparing heavenly, and by grace of Chukwu Abiyama, we have already, everything is already for the march of 30th of May. We thank God for everything we have done. We have made everything possible. Despite, you know, people are not coming, but as few we are, we are doing great. Now later, our coordinator is a man. And this also, I respect him. He do all he can to make sure that everything is working according to. I thank you. I thank all the people that live every day they have to come down to Zoom to make sure that everything work well. You know? Now later, thank you. Continue. May Chukwu Abiyama bless all of you.
And you too.
But Chukwu Abiyama bow in no man, no strength.
You sir.
You know?
You sir.
God bless you. Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless you.
You sir. You sir.
God continue to bless you, director.
Yes, sir.
You know, under all the Ikechukwu Anyago, I so much love that name. I love Ikechukwu Anyago, his name. You know? In one measure, but in one measure, it's an abode our sister. I love them. Let me Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless all of you for me.
Yes, sir. And
for the whole Biafra.
Yes, sir.
You
know? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director.
Please go ahead. Clear. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, director.
Good evening.
From Moscow.
From
My
Moscow.
My name is Ralph Udodelit Ndikom.
Ndikom, please go ahead. From Moscow. Go ahead.
Actually, my greetings go to all brave dear friends that are there in the studio with you. First in the history of Igbo and the Biafra struggle. This is the first time that our heroes, our brave men and women, we gather in one umbrella in our capital. Actually, since come back home, my heart is full of joy because it means now that each and every one of us who have left our whole land for many years. Myself, I spent almost more than 70 years in Russia. As I said earlier, because of persecutions of Su and Ume. So, but director, I'm very, very grateful that you and our brave brothers and sisters have restored my hope that once again I can be able to remember that I have a country. And not only that I have a country, that I have a people. Not only that I have a people, I have a family that can come together and make a decision and carry it on worldwide. So, director, my greetings go to all of you and all friends of Biafrans all over the world. Actually, it is really amazing. The one thing I want to chip in is that we are unstoppable. Nobody can stop us. Nobody can stop us. And no matter what devil does, even they are in the zoo, they cannot stop us. You can see what is, we are neighbors to Ukraine. Actually, we have seen how tensions is there now in Ukraine for a couple of months now. If you here in Moscow, if you put on BBC or CNN,
it seems you are you having a quiet dinner with your wife or something. There's a romantic song playing on the background. Is everything okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
There's a romantic song playing. It feels like you're having a candlelight dinner with your wife or something.
I'm sorry.
Please go ahead.
Actually, our neighbor, we are very close to Ukraine here, and if you guys are following, you will see what is happening. So all this time, my only concern is that why all countries, Europeans, Americans, everybody is interested in Ukraine. But in Biafra, nobody talk about Biafra since the massacre of 1967 to 1970. 3.5 million we used to say, but if we count the number of Biafrans that have been killed since before the war, after the war, till now, it's more than is going to 10 million. But nobody talks about it. Europeans, they don't talk about it. United States, they don't talk about it. Everybody keep quiet. But Ukraine, all attentions are there. If they kill one person or two people, it becomes a talk of the whole day. So why am I saying this thing? Because what is going to come? You and I know that many of them are listening to us. Because if they keep quiet in our cry, in our sorrow, in the massacre, in the genocide of Biafrans at this present time, my word to them is that they should keep quiet forever. Because hell is coming. Hell is coming. And when it will start, any of them that will try to turn against Biafra, we are in their country, all over the world. Then we face them, because enough is enough. How long will they clean us and every person turn a blind eye? We have UN, we have OAU, which is, I don't know if they can change that name, OAU, because it is that they are really.
It's been changed already. The name is now AU. You know, anything they do, they copy. They have Champions League in Europe, in Africa, there's Champions League here as well, in relation to football. They have EU. They name their own AU as well. Africa Union is no longer AU. It's now called Africa Union. Go ahead.
Yes, but as they have it, no matter what they call it, they are not representing us. And they're not seeing what is happening in our land. That our land has been occupied by foreigners, by people that are strangers. Not only that they occupy it, they're killing us in our land. So they have pushed out to the wall. And as we had decided that we're going to fight back, so let the Africa Union, UN, or any organization that talk of human rights, they should stay away, because the partiality cannot continue. So I don't want to take much time, Director. We in here in Red Russia, we are behind you people. So my prayer that may God Chukwuebiam guide and protect and provide all the things that is needed to actualize our dream. May Chukwuebiam bless you and bless all Biafrans.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have people elsewhere. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. If that person is still there, are you listening? And if you are, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, thank you. My name is Sinamde Omumero. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria. I'm from the Kuobe, Agwata, Anambra, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Can you please tell me how prepared our people are in Austria? Is it Austria you're calling from?
Yes, Director.
How prepared are you people in Austria come 30th of May 2014? What is your state of preparedness?
Okay, Director, we are preparing strongly here, and we have been also, because we have our meeting last week, Saturday, and everything, we planned everything on our demonstration, and we have already drawn our map, where we are going to start and where we are going to end our demonstration, and the time we are going to gather, and we are going to march to Austrian Parliament, and we are going to demonstrate in the front of the Parliament, and we have to go some other places, and we have to also demonstrate in where most tourists attraction in Vienna, where most of foreigners come, and its main city center. That is where we are going to end our demonstration. And we are planning everything, our shirt we order from the demonstration is coming. And also we have already got a flag, about 10 pieces of different size of flag from our Biafran veteran here, that Dr. James Achike.
Yes, yes.
So, Dr. the director, we are planning on that again. We are planning to go to Graz, a city in Austria, and one of the big city on Saturday. So we all Biafrans in different parts of Austria, that Kärnten and Vienna, because we are only two strong city in Vienna. We are going to Graz on Saturday to evangelize to our people about the Biafran, also to mobilize them to come out for the demonstration. So, and that is also one of the reasons why I come out to announce to all our brothers in Graz that are racing to the Radio Biafran, so that they will be ready on Saturday to come out to for our, because we are coming from the, not only Vienna, but also from Grand Kingford. Some people are coming out also there. We are going to meet together for the, and be in the presence of the meeting that day. So, we are doing everything possible to make sure that we come up and everything we come up that day, and we are planning also to go and get the police report. But also I hear that we don't need a police report. We only need to inform them.
Yeah, just inform them. It's permission.
Yeah.
Because people, I don't know, some of us live in Europe, we don't have common sense. In Europe, there is something called freedom of association. You have the right to march as long as it is peaceful. All you need to do is to go and inform the police. Say to the police, we intend to march and this is our route. End of story. It's not difficult. I don't know. I've been told that some people are afraid of putting Radio Biafra in their family homes here in Biafra land, because they are afraid that Nigerian police will find out that their mother is listening to Radio Biafra and then arrest their mother. Hey! Ozotuakosi maybe couldn't deny. What is wrong with our people? I don't know. We have some of. I thought that our people are very intelligent people and are clever. What is wrong with people? If you are anywhere, any place apart from the zoo, even Ghana police gave authority to march. All you need to do is to go out on that day on the street. Go and pray to God very peacefully. Pray to God. Pray to Chukwu Abiama,
okay.
The one true living God. That's all you need to do. Go ahead.
Okay, Director. The problem here is that many of our people is under brainwash, but they don't know they are under Wayo or 419, you know, they're under the cage of the 419, but they don't know, because some of them, they are doing, but they don't know what they are doing. They are brainwashed and they are spiritual blind. They couldn't see. They have eyeballs. They couldn't see. They don't know what they are doing, but they think all they are doing is bad, but they don't know. This is the problem. And when you look at them, you find out that most of them don't know what they are doing, but they will not believe, but they will not accept it. They don't know what they are doing. But we must keep on telling them, and so that because we can't keep quiet, we must keep on doing what we're supposed to do to make them, because each and everyone have a different way of understanding, you know, and I strongly believe that some of them will respond, but only thing because
we are not begging anybody, my dear. We are not begging. Is Biafra my own? Does Biafra belong to any of us here? People left what they're supposed to be doing, abandoned their families with no income, nothing, to come and serve their country. We don't have to beg anybody. If you want to come, you come. If you don't come, you sit in your useless house and be a slave forever. As for the few of us, we are determined to get Biafra, because that is the only hope for us. Thank you very much. Other people are calling as well. I have to go around here to ask anybody who wants to speak to be able to do so. But before I go on to do exactly that, there is somebody waiting on the line who wants to speak, and we must go to them. Once they finish speaking, then we go around here. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Mr. Director. This is ABR Sagwa, the PRO Women Coordinator, calling from Israel.
Thank you very much. You are the PRO. What is the state of preparedness of Israel in relation to our worldwide rally on the 30th of May of 2014?
We tried so much that we've gotten flyers that we are distributing evenly. Now we've gotten many flyers and we've given many many people here, and we have gotten our flags ready. And Middle East coordinator also, with our coordinator, is still working on our registration, which will be out any time from now. It ought to be ready maybe this week, but it should be out any time from now. And we are getting our members already. Like our T-shirt is all out now, which is being distributed to our members. I think everything we needed is almost in its place. So we are really working very hard based on that. We are not backsliding. I think everything we needed is really, really intact. So, and the human rights we are going to meet, we've met so many of them here. And we are taking that person. So, Mr. Director, we are on track. I know we are really working hard to make sure that by 30th, before 30th, everything is intact and ready.
Thank you very much for that. I am very, very grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, and I want to make our announcement. I have two things. Firstly, I want to make our announcement. We have a meeting tomorrow. I urge all members to come and be there because we don't have time. We should discuss on how we're going to prepare over our 30th May rally. If you've not gotten your shirt, you need to contact me, and you ought to be in the meeting tomorrow because you have a lot to discuss and do. It's still our usual place. It's 1 Levinsky by 6 p.m. tomorrow. It's 1 Levinsky. You can get there it's in Tel Aviv, Israel. You can get there through bus 204 or 15. Once you stop at MoneyGram before the traffic, we are always there to pick you up, maybe if you need the direction or so. So tomorrow, and if you have any questions, you need more information on the direction, you can call any of these numbers, 052-59-72271. Or you can also call 054-3285-326. And the second thing, again, Mr. Director, on behalf of the women worldwide, we have an announcement to make. We just asked me to make the announcement. We are asking every woman, wherever you are, you see what is happening now in our country. You need to come out and support other women. There is no marital status boundary or age barrier to this, whether you're married or you're not married, because some complain, my husband is there, so we can't be there. You have to be there. If you think your husband is contributing and it's too much for you, there's a lot of work you need to do for us. So, we have a lot of women there. Always thank our sister, Ngozi Mmadu, and Rita Nibok, which we always have meeting with us most times. They are really trying. If they can be there and I can be there, why can't you be there? You need to come out and match what we thought. Come and prepare with us in what you are trying to do on TechX link. So, on behalf of women worldwide and my fellow women also here and in general, we prepared the rally song, which they asked me to come out on air and sing it so that the whole world will see what the women are doing in our little own way in preparing over the rally, so that other countries can still learn it, or other women, in preparation for the 30th May. So, Mr. Director, the song goes like this. It's written and sung by me, and I'm dedicating to all the whole women worldwide and the heroes and heroines of us that died during the war. So it goes. It shall rain. It shall rain when we get back our freedom. It shall rain when we get back to be a fire. United we stand, divided we fall. It shall rain, it shall rain. This all will on his people. This all will and is calling on his people. We say no to We want freedom, this Abel and this calling on his people. We want freedom, this Abel and this calling on his people. Come out, fight for Biafra. Come out, fight for Biafra. Is the land of my hope, is the land of hope, is the southern land of my forefathers. I will fight for the asthma. Oh my home, the Alpha is my home. Biafra is my native land. I will never forget my home. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very, very much, my dear sister. You've uplifted us with your song, and we are very grateful. It is quite poetic and quite, I want to get a right word for it. Is an art, so to speak, when you transform what you're thinking into a song or into a poem, or you write it down, is a higher form of art. So I'm sure that the entire Biafrans all over the world is very grateful to you for coming up with this. You don't only serve your country, but you have us at heart as well, and you also sing for us. Chukwu Abiama will always bless you and your family. You're a wonderful woman. Thank you very much. And Israel is also ready. When you call Radio Biafra, you must tell us the state of preparedness of the very country you're calling us from. Because on the 30th of May, we only have one opportunity to get it right. One opportunity only to remember those that died. To ask Chukwu Abiama to keep them in very good place. And then to say to them that work they started, this very group of people are about to finish it off. Who has something to say here? We've been carrying on. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Good evening once again, the fellow people of Biafra, my fellow people of Biafra. My name is once again Mr. Eze Ozemenam. I'm from Enugu State, from Ogun local government, Amorle. And I live in Germany, and I'm the zonal coordinator of Köln, precisely. So, I want to use this opportunity to tell one of my brother from Austria, I think so, that he is begging people. This time is not time to beg anymore. We don't have time anymore to beg. Whoever that wants to join us in this struggle, please support us in any level you can. Because I could tell my brother right now, it took me 2 days to get down to the headquarters here with the bus from the German. In every road we cross, there's a custom. They never want to you, as a Biafran, to import anything into Biafran land. So, let me tell you again, by getting down to Ninth Mile in Biafran land, the custom sees the vehicle. And I have to call my only sister, which is Rittenborg, and she rescues us out. So, people of Biafra, especially those in Germany, I beg you with all my heart, support us financially, support us in any way you can. We are here to do this job. We are all over here in headquarters, and we are doing what you people want us to do. So please, we beg for your support right now, because Biafra must come, and we all will celebrate. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. You are the visual representation of what has gone on in Germany. And you're here to deliver what they gave you to give to your country. And it is here before us, and we are very grateful to all of you. Everybody in Germany that contributed towards this very effort, everybody that supported what we are doing, everybody that understood that the only way for us to get Biafra is if we pull in one direction, because indeed, Igwebike, that's all we are doing. Please go ahead.
Yes, Biafrans all over the world. Like I said before, I am very, very happy, and that goes to each and every one of us here in the headquarters of our country in Enugu, seeing what Biafrans in Germany did, we are indeed grateful and we are happy. Germany has really Germany is following Malaysia, if I'm not mistaken, because Malaysia is still leading. Malaysia is still leading. And I am telling our people in Germany there is more grease to their elbow. Yes, and I know that the spirit of the present Biafrans in this present struggle has gone ahead to die the notion that Biafrans don't love themselves, that Biafrans cannot come together. I begin now to tell them to go and sit down, especially Yorubas and their fake media. If you are saying that we don't love ourselves, I wonder how many people, let me challenge the Yorubas, because I've stayed with them for some time. Let me challenge them. I don't think, and I know it is true, that Yorubas can ever organize themselves the way Biafrans, indigenous people of Biafrans all over the world, have organized themselves in the quest for our freedom this time around. The Biafrans in Malaysia, Biafrans in Germany, in Thailand, Biafrans in China, Biafrans in US, Biafrans in Britain, everywhere in the world, know you that we have never seen ourselves, but because we have a voice that has gone ahead to speak for us, that is what is unifying us, that is what is bringing us together, and that is what has reassured us that originally from the foundation of the earth that we love ourselves. Biafrans, Igbos are the people that love themselves. How many Yorubas will take another person that is not from their immediate family and will give that person a good training? I will watch that person. I will groom that person until that person is standing on his 2 feet. How many of them? I know Yorubas, what they do is that even when their own biological children, when they attain the age of 12, when they attain the age of 14, because of their waywardness, their parents will allow them to go. Their women will go and they will get pregnanted by whosoever, and without paying anything on their head, they will begin to call this man their husband. It's only in Yoruba land that I see women, one woman will have 7 children for 7 different men. I begin to challenge them from today. Is it their boys? Where at the age of 12, they will leave primary school, and the next thing is for them to begin to learn trade. When they finish learning this trade, the highest that their parents can do for them is to organize a party. A party for them, and from there, if you are a carpenter, they will buy you a saw and they will pay you well. It is only in Biafra land that a man from Anambra will take a boy from Enugu and will begin to teach him trade, and at the expiration of maybe 5 years, 6 years, this same man will settle this boy and they will stay on the same line and they will trade on the same thing, on the same field. And sometimes these boys will outgrow. These boys will become richer than their masters, and all of them will stay in the same line and they will do the same business. Biafrans in Germany, I salute you again. I say thank you. Whatever each and every one of you have donated in buying this bus, not only buying the bus, the wonderful items that you loaded in that bus, whatever you have donated, Chukwu Abiama, the maker, the creator of Biafrans, will donate 100% to your lives. He will donate to your businesses. He will donate to your professions. He will donate to your education. He will donate to whatever you do, to whatever you do, to whatever you are doing. Thank you, and God bless you. And there is something that is going on now in Biafra land. This Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, they have devised another means. You see this, they are white, I don't know what you call it, the kaftan. This overall kaftan that they wear. They are selling it at a very reduced and cheap rate to our brothers here in Biafra land. A situation where it is becoming very, very impossible for you to differentiate a Biafran from an Hausa man. The implication is this, that as long as you continue to wear this, their uniform, anytime they strike, people will say that everybody that died are Hausas. These people are intelligent. We call them that they are not intelligent, that they rear cattle. But they are very, very intelligent. If Boko Haram strike any part of Biafra land, and you see people who have this, their white, whatever, whatever, put on, you see them die in their thousands. What they will say is that, of course, Igbos don't dress that way. Biafrans don't dress that way. That invariably means that the people attacked or that the people bombed are Hausa people. A word is enough for the wise. I wonder why our people will leave our ways and they will want to import the ways of the strangers. An Hausa man, a Fulani man can never be your brother. They can never be your own. A Yoruba man can never be a brother to an Igbo man. Why not allow them to live their life while we live our own life? They have come in and they are bringing in their tradition. They are bringing in their ways of life, and our people are buying it, and our people are importing it cheap. Cheap Biafrans, cheap Igbos. But tonight, maybe you do not know, I am here to tell you why they are selling it. Some of them give it free. Maybe you buy a pillowcase and a bedsheet from them, and they will dash you this cloth. And you'll be happy. Ah, this person loves me. They don't love you. They are trying to dig your grave for you. A word is enough for the wise. And for the cowards that they call the Yorubas. Director, of course, you remember that after bombing Abuja, I told you here on this studio that the next place is Lagos.
That's correct.
You said the so. Next place is Lagos, and they have started it. You see, the Yorubas can back, they cannot bite. I remember one time that the Hausas engaged them in war very close to where I was staying. All of them ran away. And this Hausa did not go to them with their guns, with their AK-47, the way they behave here in Biafra land, just with their bow. And the Yorubas, all of them ran away from their respective homes. If Boko Haram decide to overtake the Yorubas today, it will not take them anything. So whatever warning they think they are warning, I think that warning is not warning. That warning is pleading. Just like Imam Ezu has said, they will go to the north and they will begin to beg them. Please, you know you are my brothers. You know we are not like the Igbos. You know this, that. We forbid blood. We cannot behold blood. Why not come and coexist with us? And I know that the only thing that will help even the Yorubas is the restoration of Biafra. Because if Biafra is not restored, there will be no life even for the Yorubas. Boko Haram have come, and they are not just interested in killing you, they are interested in Islamizing you. And you go to churches, you call God of Bishop David Oyedepo to be your God. And when the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram come to bomb you, your Papa Oyedepo will fly in his private jet with his children, and you will die in their stead. you are not intelligent, you are stupid, and I wonder if you will ever change. I wonder if you will remember that you should not worship, you should not sing your Lord's song in a strange land. There is just one and only God, whose name is Chukwuabiama, Jehovah Nissi. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's God of our people. He is not God of the Boko Haram. He's not God of the Yorubas. Unless you remember that you are not part of these people. You keep dying the way you died when they bombed you at Nyanya. You keep dying the way you die when they are still bombing you in Taraba, in all their states, and you are still there. Some people will say that there is not enough land in Biafra land. How many land do the Hausas have? Some people will say that there is not enough food in Biafra land. Woe betide unto any man, unto any woman who will want to use media, who will want to use whatever language to disunite my people. Time has come, even those of them in River State are begging to belong. They are now saying that they know that they are Igbos. Thank God that, what do you call them? Ohaneze, Ndi, Oshi, or what do you call them? They have their presence now in River State. This is just the beginning. Who said that Radio Biafra is not working? Radio Biafra is working. And our enemies are already fidgeting. We have not started. We have not come into the battlefield. And they are fidgeting. That is to tell you that when we come on board, Nigeria will melt. When we come on board, Nigeria will melt. When we come on board, Nigeria will melt. We are not boasting about it. We are telling you what we can do. We are telling you what we are about to do. We are telling you what we are set to do. If you think that we are not serious, let us remember the 3.5 Biafrans that we are slayed in that genocide war of 67-70, after remembering them, after burying them, then we'll tell the world that we have arrived. And I know that their spirit will go with us. I know that their spirit will go with us. All that we ask for is that Nigeria will allow us to go. But if they fail to allow us to go, we mean it. We are going to destroy Nigeria. We are going to level this place, and that oil that they treasure, they will not have a hand to lift that oil again. Biafrans all over the world, if you have been sleeping, I encourage you to wake up. If you have been walking, I encourage you to begin to run. Remember, Onurube Wanagbanoso. Our people are indeed suffering. Our people are indeed suffering. We are marching on wealth and we are living in abject poverty. We are not relying on the efforts of Biafrans here in Biafra land. We are relying on the efforts of Biafrans in diaspora. It is only your effort that will give us Biafra. It is only your effort, your sincere effort, that will give us Biafra. And on that day, like I used to tell our sister Carol Monday, we are going to dance a David dance. Soon and very soon. I am not telling you in 2 years' time, in 3 years' time, but between today and 2015, we'll dance a David dance. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The next person, please. The next person, please. Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name remains Sunday Okpala Enwe. I'm from Nimo in Biafra land. And I came from all the way from United Kingdom to do this marvelous job for our God Chukwuabiama that he has sent us to come and do. And there's no relenting. Nothing will stop us from getting Biafra. Wholeheartedly, I'm in support of everything that we can do to get this state of Biafra restored. Like I said before, I came all the way from Aba this evening, and it takes me a very long time to drive all the way from Aba to our capital here. It's just because I'm driving in the zoo. If I would be driving in the United Kingdom, it would take me like half an hour. But it takes me almost 4 or 5 hours because of the custom police, bad roads, mobile police, even NDCNC, my on tops, they're on the road. They all put roadblocks everywhere, and more especially they put the roadblocks where the roads, where there's a pothole. So it will be easy for them to catch whoever they want to catch, but not me. Because I told them when they stopped me that I'm a Biafran, and they look at me, and they look at my badge. Because, you know, when I came back from United Kingdom, I had my badge, and they were looking at me, and people were telling me, they're going to shoot me, they're going to kill me, they're going to put me in jail. I said, well, that's what I'm looking for. I want them to touch me, so that they will know that I'm a true son of Biafra. Well, I want to use this very opportunity to thank all my coordinators in United Kingdom, especially my COC, Thomas, Uche Nonyema, and Jude Mbelu, who is the coordinator of South London, and Iwagu, who is the coordinator of North London, and also Festus Anekwe. And also my PRO in Woking, we are coordinating. I'm thanking you all, and also all our coordinators all over the whole world, especially in United Kingdom and Malaysia, Singapore, everywhere we have Biafra. I have one thing to talk about, because since I came back last week, I have been evangelizing, and I've been telling people about Biafra, and they were looking at me as if I had shit on my bottom, because they haven't had anyone like that speaks like that, speaks about Biafra very, very boldly. But the way I was speaking to them about Biafra, they were looking at me as if, well, they said, well, you can only do it over there. I said, I'm not just doing it over there, I'm doing it in the zoo. So I managed to talk to a few people about Biafra, and all of them, 150% of them, they're all in support of Biafra. They're all in support of the restoration of Biafra. But they're all afraid of what the zoo police or military men will do to them, especially in Aba, where the governor of the state have deployed thousands of soldiers, you know, roaming around the Aba as if that's a war zone. I mean, it's uncountable how many military men, military checking points I saw in Abia State. So that, you know, that put fears into them. So, but you know, because I said to them, I will not relent, because that's the work I came down to do. I told them what we have to do to establish a Biafran in Aba. And to my own surprise, I went to so many restaurants, I went to so many bars, I went to so many places where our people gathered and eat in Ishiewu and Nkwobi. And I spoke to some of the owners of the restaurants, and they were even afraid to even. I said to them that I'm going to pay for them to install a free sauce so that people who gathered here can easily listen to Radio Biafra and know what is happening to them as a people. To my own surprise, some of them did not allow that to happen, because they are afraid that when that is done, the police or the military men will come and arrest people that is having fun. So because of that, they didn't allow it to happen. But as I'm going back to Aba, I'll still have more work to do, even if to go and Monty on the street, so that people who is walking on the street with loudspeaker will still listen to Radio Biafra app. Because I think our main weapon is to tell people is media. Because most of them, they only listen to NTA, they read Punch, they watch footballs playing in Europe, not even in Africa. They watch, some of them watch CNN, which is not telling them the real thing that is happening in the zoo. They also watch BBC, which I myself contributed. I contributed to BBC because I pay my TV license. I pay £12 12 pence every month to BBC. And what they do is they use that money to fund BBC Hausa.
Hausa service.
Hausa service.
Hausa, Igbo people paying BBC to produce Hausa service, but they cannot support Radio Biafra. How stupid can some people get? Please continue.
Yeah, so what I want to tell all our brothers all over the whole world is, please, please, if you have anyone living in Abia State, if you have anyone living in Aba, please kindly send a message to him. I'm trying to establish a coordinator in Aba, somebody that will carry on doing the work that our Lord, our God Chukwu Abeama, have sent us to do. So please, if our people living abroad, or even those who are listening to Radio Biafra, because I come across few people who are living in Aba and they are quite passionately following Radio Biafra on their little devices. If we can please do inform them, once I have this coordinator of Aba, I will advertise his telephone number and all his details, so that he will be contacted, because I think Aba is more important to us. Because I can remember when Masob started anyway, Aba took it upon themselves. When Bakasi started, Aba people took it upon themselves. 1928, the Aba women riot. Most things started in Aba, but to my own surprise that when I got down to the Aba, none of them even thinking of doing something about what is happening to their fatherland. They were so docile that when you tell them about Biafra, they were so even afraid to even listen to you. Director, I will have to stop from here and I will come back again.
Thank you very much. Before we proceed, we are going to have a very short musical interlude. There may be a slight break in transmission because we are switching from one provider to another to confuse our enemies, who are the ones disturbing what we are doing. But we are going to outsmart them. So before I go to Azemina and also to Osita to be able to speak, we shall try to outsmart our enemies. Please do not go away. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We have successfully switched from one provider to another, ensuring that our transmission will remain uninterrupted for the rest of the evening. This is Radio Biafra. Before I go to Azema, there is somebody on the line, and we shall go to this very person. They call her on Skype, on the coordinator's line, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you...
Is that the people of Biafra?
No, not coming through at all. Not coming through. Can you turn? It's come back on now. Please go ahead.
Hello, my name is Ezio Zemina once again. I want to let people know, especially our fellow Biafrans, that the Yorubas are not united. I met this when I was traveling on my way from Lagos to Biafra land at the headquarters. Within them in the custom, there's a Yoruba Christian, there's a Yoruba Muslim. So they were having problem within themselves, arguing over the bribe that they wanted to take from me. And also,
I have to pay almost 30,000 to the military guy in order to help me out, to drive me down to this to the headquarter. But it wasn't impossible because everywhere is full of touts. Everywhere is full of people holding sticks. Everywhere is full of police. Even the road safety as well are with guns, taking bribe from our people. You are not allowed to import anything from Lagos down to Biafra land. I spent 2 days on my way coming to the headquarter here because the bus was fully loaded with electronics, and they all want us to offload the electronics and repack them again. So I want to use this media right now to inform my fellow Biafrans around the world. This is time for us to get back our land. The time has come. There's no going back. As my sister used to say, Rita Nibuog, that backward never, forward ever. So I'm saying this right now because if you come down to your land, especially everywhere around Biafra land, the Hausa Fulani has taken over. Our roads are not good. The roads are not built. Everywhere is full of bombs on the road. Everywhere is full of police. Everywhere is full of army. Even today, on my way coming down to the headquarter, it was only one army man on the road, on the highway leading to Night Mile, controlling over thousands of vehicles, and no one can say anything. So, my brothers, please support our struggle. Support this struggle. We are not begging you if you know that you cannot help us or put any effort in any support. So what we want is the people, especially the Biafrans, who have the heart, who have the feeling, who feel that they can get their freedom, who feel that they want to be free. We belong to this society, to this struggle. Please come out and support us in any level that you can. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I believe that we have somebody on the line. There is somebody on the phone. Please give us a name of where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. The people of Biafra, we are not a champion, not a champion. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. The people of Biafra, we are not a champion. Good evening, people of Biafra. Good evening, Nnamdi Kanu, and all the radio hosts. My name is Okechukwu Obi. I'm calling from Manchester, and I'm from Ebuoma, Enugu local government, Imo State. I called yesterday, and I'm so delighted to be a Biafran citizen, and I so much appreciate what is happening nowadays. I appreciate you, the Mr. Nnamdi, and all the courageous member people of Biafra. I am calling today to ask those citizens of Biafran citizens who do not want to come out and support this movement, that what are they waiting for? Especially those of them in Manchester area, in UK, in Europe, and all parts of the world. Those of you who are listening to Radio Biafra, but feel that you don't want to contribute, you don't want to be part of it until when you come to certain stage before you will come out. Do you think we are playing games? We are talking about the benefit of your own life, the future of your children, your generations to come. Today, I watched a clip of Gowon speaking to the international community in 1970. Telling the international community that the Igbo people, that the Biafran people, will be treated as equal in the Nigerian government. But that has not been the case. Till when will your eyes be open? There is no any other area in that zoo where there are customs blockages except in the area of the Biafran people. They already told you that you are not part of them. because custom checkpoints supposed to be in the borders. So them putting custom checkpoints in Biafra area shows that, that Biafra is not part of them. Precisely, that's what they are telling us. I met somebody in my children's school. I spoke to him about the Biafran issue. He said, wait, I won't be part of it now until to certain stage. And there are so many of you listening to my voice now who are still in such category. We are asking you for you to come out and speak up as a man. Dr. Nandikano, we were members of Biafra in Manchester. We are so delightful over all what you are doing, over all what the radio Biafra is portraying, bringing the image of Biafra into the international community. We are so grateful. We went for our movement yesterday, and someone gave us a number of an MP who will be part of this movement, or who is going to help us to move this, to champion this cause more further in the UK or to the UK government. And then when we spoke to them, they were so, you know, they felt bad about what the Christian churches, the way they have treated us. So if our people can be able to explain their situation or the situation of the Biafran people, I think people will really feel and understand what is going on in our communities, in our nation. I want to thank you, Dr. Nandikano. I call you doctor because you are, through your word, God is healing the heart of the Biafran people. The eyes of people are opening to the reality and to the fact. I want to thank you, and I want to bless God for what He's doing in our days. We, the Manchester people, we are learning a song, or we are learning songs regarding the V-Day of the or the day we're going to mourn our heroes on the 30th of May. One of them is the one I just sang. For those of them who do not know the song to sing, the gallant song for our people, I want to sing this one for you to learn it wherever you are, in the Far East or in Africa or wherever you are in Europe. Where are you coming from, Biafra? Where are you coming from, Biafra? I cannot leave Biafra for another national. I cannot leave Biafra for another national. Biafra, we live. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the heat. Boys and girls, now get ready for the D.D. This should be one of the songs to march forward into the territories of our enemies, to tell them that we are alive and we are going to make it in the name of God.
He said,
by the power of Tugu Asama. God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. And thank you for that very brilliant rendition of that very famous song. That this is Radio Biafra. Who else here has something to say before I go to those of them on the line? Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my name remains Osta Okeke. I happen to come from Orumba South, Umuze, in Anambra, Biafra land. I want to use this moment to challenge each and every Biafrans worldwide who claim to be a Nigeria, because of you are America, you are in Canada, you are in Russia, you are in abroad living good life. We are here in Biafra land, and we are here to challenge you today to come out on air, to defend Nigeria and tell us what makes you a Nigerian. And come out on air on Radio Biafra here to tell us why and reason why you will not come out in mass to support this very movement. I want to tell you, my people of Biafra and worldwide, for what have been what is happening to our people here and victim we have been fallen in this very zoo. I think, Ozamena, today you were telling us you use 30,000, you give Mopo 30,000 just to stay in front of your car to be able you to drive from Lagos to your state, and you call yourself a Nigeria. Where are you, a fool, defending Nigeria while you are an Igbo or a Biafran? My people all over the world, hearing our voice from our studio here in capital of Biafra land, Enugu, today, we keep calling on you to come out in mass and support what we are doing. Because believe me, you, my people, without Biafra, we are nothing. Believe me, you, my people, without Biafra, we are finished. Can you imagine? You know, when I come back last time, director, I told you, I happened to come back with little, the same electronics. The money I spend, even from Lagos, just from Alaba International to Alafia, I spend almost 3/4 of the money of the whole goose I was carrying. Not from Lagos to my hometown, just from Alaba International or just local government to what is it called, Alafia. What is happening to our people? And our people have believed in this in your job. They don't call it anything again. You call yourself one Nigeria, and you cannot, even you buy your own brand new car, you can't take it to your home state without you budgeting no less than $500 to settle the enemies on the road. You can't move 5 kilometers without checkpoint. All those things are intimidation. And who are they intimidating? Biafrans. I challenge anybody who will come on air on Radio Biafra, who have ever driven in any part of Yoruba land or any part of Hausa land. I challenge anybody to come out and show me any checkpoint of any force of Nigeria in any of their land. Why in Biafra land? All over, you run from here to here, you see checkpoint. In highways, they use bag of sand to block highways. And where they do this, in bad road, in a big hole, pothole, where you quench brake by force and you die. These people are killing us. And I'm using this opportunity to call my fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, you that have the opportunity to follow this our program, to listen to Radio Biafra in daily basis, to please contact your people down here in the zoo. Contact your family. Encourage them. Because believe me, you, my people, the kind fear our people down here have in them, the kind fear Yorubas and Hausa people, the Mopo, the army, the police, the kind fear they use them to put in our people is uncalled for. Our people cannot, just imagine, I think you are hearing today's program. Our people, our brother who come back from UK, he offer his money to mount free Radio Biafra satellite to some restaurant, to some hotels, to some local bars. The fear on them, they couldn't even accept that. What a shame. Just a radio station for people to listen, not to give them an arms or a weapon. Never. Just a radio station for them to listen in public.
Can you imagine such fear? My people, we are finished. If we didn't get Biafra, if we continue this way, where are you going with that your money? Where are you going with that your riches and that your wealth? Where are you going? In Nigeria? Shame on you. Please, I call on my fellow Biafra fans all over the world. Wherever you are, you must come out. We as a person, we have forget whatever in life to be here. That is why you cannot fail us. That is why you cannot stop to support us. I want to use this opportunity to thank once again my fellow Biafrans in Germany for their marvelous work and their support to this very struggle, to this very movement. We thank them and we encourage them and we plead with them to remove any gossip, any fear, for them not to listen to any gullible man, because we don't have such time anymore in this very movement. Nothing can ever stop us. We are not here anymore to beg anybody. If you like, support. If you don't like, go to hell, die as a slave. Not we Biafrans, we brave Biafrans here, and those brave Biafrans out there who are supporting without any complaint. We thank you so much, and we dedicate today's program to you. May Chukwu Abiama continue to bless each and every Biafran who is supporting this very movement in any way. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Osita. Do we have a caller on the line, on Skype? Do we have somebody there? This is Radio Biafra. I'm speaking to you. Can you hear me? I will encourage you to please try and raise your voice, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, I'm the Kano. This is Tukumajo B.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear me too.
It's now that I can hear you. You just raised your voice now. Please go ahead once again, reintroduce yourself and tell us where you are.
Thank you. My name is Tukumajo Obi.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you.
I come from Ogunleye for Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
And I'm living in Germany, Cologne.
In Germany, in Cologne, in Germany. Ozemana is here. Yes. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, he's my guy.
So, go ahead.
I thank you so much, Mogu, to Airbus, all the wonderful Biafrans around you. They are all brave Biafrans. We heard them all.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really thank God that our effort is coming through. And I urge all Biafrans in Germany, all over the world, especially in Germany, particularly in Cologne, here where we're living, that we have started and more things will be coming up. Yes. I urge them to buckle up things, do their contributions as usual. One that is expected or something, more things will be coming out of him. Please, people who are dodging or who don't want to do something, Biafrans, who are really Biafrans, please, I urge you people to come out. To come out. We want to lead this struggle. We want Germany to lead this struggle very well. Ozemene, I hear you. You're in true Biafran. Only that you just left without letting me know. After a day or two, we met at Vina Plus. There's no problem.
You've forgiven him. You have forgiven him. Please go ahead.
So, I thank you so much. May God bless you and may God bless all your friends. Thank you.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. You are calling us from Cologne in Germany.
Thank you very much.
We have somebody else who is from Germany. I presume your name, please. Your name and the exact location you are in Germany. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, my name is again Geoffrey Chidi. I'm calling from Remscheid, Germany.
Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yes. Please go ahead.
I
we
want
can hear
to,
you.
Yeah, I want to thank the director, and I want to encourage you. I'm just 4 days old to join this organization. This my fatherland.
Yes.
And I promise that I will with my support financially and advice on or whatever I can commit myself. I think I should. And I want to encourage all the Biafrans to join. We don't have to let people to preach to us to join. Since 3 days now, I've been listening to this news. I've been hearing what is happening, and I'm so much pleased. And I'm very, 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 very happy to hear that to have you people there. So I will encourage you more, and I will give you my support, and I will continue to advertise. I will continue to try to convince our people. And to convince the Nigerians and to let them know that they should leave us alone. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet Earth, we welcome you once again to join us. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is the only place where we project the voice of the voiceless. This is the only place where we seek to restore hope to the hopeless. This is the only place where we find refuge for those who are being bombed away from their places of abode in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. This is the only place where you hear us talk about those who are being economically disenfranchised, those who are being rendered politically destitute. This is the only place where they find some semblance of hope, because here we are seeking to restore the kingdom of God on this very earth, and that place is Biafra. We shall build it nonstop for 150 years, 24 hours a day, until Biafra becomes the most civilized piece of territory on this earth, that even when Chukwu Abiama himself comes down, he will find us worthy to come within our midst. We are Biafrans. Our work is very simple: to go and restore our inheritance. And as long as we hold on steadfastly to what the scripture said in Exodus chapter 20, as long as we regard Chukwu Abiama as our God, as long as we praise him as the maker of the heavens and the earth, as long as we know not to have any other God apart from Chukwu Abiama, as long as we recognize that he is a jealous God, as long as we recognize not to bow before any image or any likeness, as long as we know that he removed us from our afflictions in times gone by, he will restore our inheritance, as he also promised us in the holy book in Deuteronomy chapter 30, that he is the Lord our God. All we need to do is to turn towards him, and all our inheritance will be restored. And Biafra is our inheritance, and he is Chukwu Abiama. We know that he is God. We know that he is the Almighty. That is why every praise, every adoration, that is why every glory, every honor, we raise up unto him, because there is no other person apart from Chukwu Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and then to whom that every praise, honor, and glory must continue to go to from now until forever. We must go on to take your calls. Sometimes we may sound as if we are pontificating, but we must do so because we are directly descended from Chukwu Abiama and no other. We are the children of God. We come from places like Umuchukwu, the children of God. Why shouldn't we be proud of our heritage? We must be proud of it. We are the holiest people on this earth, holier than Israel itself. And we are here to prove it. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a lot of people calling, and our lines there also are getting jammed sometimes. We have somebody on the phone. I don't know if they're still there. If they are, they must speak to us. Do we have somebody on the line, please? Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Hello, director.
Yes, please.
Yes, I can hear you.
Please go ahead, please. Go ahead and turn your system down.
My name is Paul J. Iguano.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling. I'm calling from Catalonia in Spain.
I don't know. Do you see how foolish this makes us look? You speak to somebody on the phone and then they want to listen to their device. It makes us appear very, very unprofessional. It is not helping us at all. When we take your call, please, please, please endeavor to turn your system down or move away from the room. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
We have a caller on Skype. Yes, please, I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
And good evening to all Biafrans all over the world and all of us of freedom all over the world. I am Chukwu Emeka, DK. I'm calling from Dublin.
Thank you.
You know, I listened to the news earlier and a lot of you are, and the way you analyze it, everything was just the way it is. And I remember one of our brother who is there with you. And sorry, greetings to all other brothers in the house, please.
And our sister is here also.
Our sister.
Agumani herself, Rita Nibog, is here.
Please.
Go ahead.
You people should pardon me.
Thank you.
So, and that news about our brother that said he wanted to put something, amount something for somebody in Abia State. Honestly speaking, maybe he wouldn't even understand it very well because that governor of Abia State, that monster is not, that man can do anything, let me just tell you the truth. And the person who rejected that thing, it's as if the person don't appreciate it. That person really do appreciate it. But, until when we are ready, when things get better, then such thing can take place. If not, that man wouldn't mind to eliminate or to assassinate that woman, the owner of that place, just because of that radio. Because he's used to killing people. And the son have taken after him also. We all know that. And that the son can kill at any given time. Even kill his own PA. And nobody talks. Because he is one of the ass lickers of Jonathan. Happens to be the same PDP and they don't care who dies as long as they those of them who call themselves cabal, that they are still living. So it's so painful. The person, I believe, must be regretting not having that opportunity or that gift from you, my brother. But at the same time, the person is considering her own life too. So one more thing. The second one is have to do with P2B's implication about money laundering. Honestly speaking, even if they don't say it, we all know. Peter B, some people claim that he is good. I personally see him as one of the best, worst governors we have within the eastern states. My reasons are not far-fetched. How can you rob your own state, deny the common people of what belongs to them, and then steal their money and then build the best plaza in Abuja? You are using the money, the money belonging to the Anambra people, to develop Hausa man's land. What kind of world is that? Are we now going to talk about the people he dumped in Ozu River? So his own destiny is countless. It's countless. And I believe that as soon as all Biafrans all over the world agree and bring our hands together like we are working hard to do now. In fact, we have a lot of them that a lot of heads will roll. A lot of them will not see the next day when we are on there. Even if they're wrong, we'll feed them wherever they are. They'll have to vomit all they have taken from us. And at the end, either they are jailed or we'll give them jungle justice. Honestly speaking, it's so painful. It's so painful.
It is painful,
Anambra State is there. Anambra State is there. If this man have, just like I remember, Director, you normally said about Tinubu being a thief. Yes, he is a very big thief. But there's just one thing that Tinubu does that no Eastern governor, most of them don't care about doing it. Remember Hakim of those days? Or Hakim stole from Imo State and used the money to build in South Africa. The same thing happened to this man now. Developing Hausa State. Abandoning his own state. If he had built that a plaza in Anambra State, would heaven have fallen down? That would have created job for a lot of people. It would have made a lot of people, even some people, to come down from where they are, like those in Lagos or those in the northern part, to come down there and bring their business home. But instead, no. He took the business, he took the money he stole from Anambra people to develop Hausa man's land. What a shame.
I don't blame Peter Obi. I blame our people. You see, there is a level of ignorance that pervades this land that makes me wonder if indeed these are sometimes the people that we think they are. I don't know how people reason. I don't know where their brains have gone to. I don't know why somebody cannot, you know, in on all their sight, but he cannot count it. How can somebody take your money from Anambra State, go to Abuja that is already developed with the money coming from Biafra land, yes, and build a shopping mall? There is no employment in Anambra. People cannot get jobs in Anambra. I'm asking some of these useless people calling themselves governors, how do you want people to become meaningfully employed if there are no industries, no service sectors, no factories to absorb their talent? Mbakwe knew that the people had no money to start business. I'm now going to give them free advice on economics. That's what I studied. I am a political economist. I'll give them free advice. There is something people don't understand, that you can also grow in an economy where there are no lines of credit. Because in Africa, people do not have enough collateral to secure loans from the bank to go and build factories. They floated what is called the Africa Development Bank. In other words, you go to your bank and you convince your bank, and your bank will then underwrite the loan for you, and Africa Development Bank, or they have what is called the Bank of Industry here in the zoo, and they give you money to go and build an industry or a factory to absorb people. Mbakwe encountered these problems, and Mbakwe overcame it. Do you know the funniest thing? That is exactly the model used by China to grow. Because simple single individuals do not have enough resources to be able to build a motorcycle manufacturing plant. What do? They go to the bank. The state will underwrite the loan, will guarantee it should anything go wrong. And my dear brother, that is how you get industries built. Mbakwe went on his own to go and build factories for people to become employed, because ordinary people then in Imo State did not have the money to go and build factories. Mbakwe, under his watch, Ezinachi clay factory was finished. That very man that made the impossible become possible. In 21 local governments, he built something, except Omohahia, because Omohahia had Golden Guinea, Omohahia had ceramics already, Omohahia had Olonnam. It was understandable. Mbakwe built paint and resin at Mbisa. Do you know that Ike Nwachukwu tried to take it over, to convert it to his own personal property? Mbakwe sued him, and he ran away. Our people, black people, Ndisioji, do not understand the fundamentals of economics. If you want to develop Biafra land, you will need to open up lines of credit to guarantee businessmen to come in here, go and borrow money. Do you know that General Motors in America, they borrow money from the bank to run? Do you know that Chrysler, Ford Motors, do you know that? Do you know that Microsoft still till tomorrow morning, they go to the bank to borrow money to run their business? People don't understand. As my friend once reminded me, only two people can help you in your life: your bank manager and the court of law. These are, if you're in trouble, only two places you can go to for help. Not when you're sick. I didn't say when you're sick. I said if you run into trouble. Only two people can save you in life: banking and the law. And let me tell you what it is in England. In England, every controller of a bank is knighted. He's a knight of the realm. Because banking is a critical aspect of any economy in the world. Not banking like Fidelity Bank of Peter will be buying and selling. No. If a bank can give money to people to revive Golden Guinea Omohahia, do you know how much money will be made by the bank? Do you know how many people will be employed? If a bank is brave enough to wake up tomorrow morning and say we want to reopen Nkala Good Cement Factory, do you know how many people will be employed? Do you know how much money that bank will make? And these banks don't understand what is called deferred payment. You can give somebody a loan and defer it for over 30 years and then discount it through a clearinghouse. All of these things, that is how you build railways. Because if you decide now to build a railway from Port Harcourt to Enugu, it's going to cost billions upon billions. Before it starts to make profit, you may die. What do? You sell your stake in that very business over the next 90, 100 years. you take some of the money to feed yourself and your family, and it will still be there. That was how the railroads in America was built. Money do not fall from heaven. People use their brain to grow their economy. That is why we say that Biafra is going to be the finest, because we have the finest brains both in economics and in science, and we're going to deploy it to build this very country. This land is going to be beautiful. I can guarantee everybody that. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you so much,
my director. I want to use this opportunity to tell all Biafra members in Dublin to please come up on 30th. Like we have agreed, we had our meeting last week Sunday, and it was successful anyway. And I say special thanks to Kingsley, who happens to be our zonal coordinator, and Azai Oba, general coordinator. They are really doing great. Please, all their friends in Dublin, do all you can. Mobilize enough people so we can do it. We can do it, because I know we can do it. Thank you, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Our dear brother, I must say, Ifanacho, is he Anacho, isn't it? Is Acho, that's what I call him. Is Acho, that's what I call him. He's a rebel. He's a genuine rebel. He is a radical Biafran. We are staying with him. Myself and Ozemenem were staying with him in Lagos before I headed down to my capital, which is here. My country's capital, here in Enugu. Ifan Acho printed flyers for us, is that correct? And he's sending it to the head office. Out of his own pocket. He also gave me money in Lagos. He knows I don't have a secret. He gave me money in Lagos. Foreign currency, for that matter. And we are using everything we have to serve our country. We are grateful to you, Hanacho. The entire Biafran family is grateful to you for what you're doing for your country. We are going to pursue those criminals holding your money in the Yoruba Ndushi. Mad people. We'll chase them until they give up. Because we are not going to go away. We are going to be here until Biafra comes, if they like it or not. You see, that Biafra comes anywhere, or we die with them. Many namu, it's as simple as that. And their children too. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello director, are you on to me?
I'm talking to you, yes, please go ahead.
Alright, this is Obiamebere calling from Sweden.
You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
All right, sir. Just an update as it concerns our dear friend there in Sweden. We scheduled to have a meeting tomorrow, but the meeting was called off. We postponed the meeting to next week, Friday, being the 2nd of May. And as it concerns our worldwide demonstration on the 30th, the flyers, the invitation flyers are out, and I think our coordinator in Stockholm already posted a specimen or the copy of the flyers on our Facebook page, that's Biafrans in Sweden. So I enjoin all Biafrans in Sweden to get to our Facebook page and print it. The same goes to Biafrans in Malmö in Sweden as well. Yeah, all modalities are needed towards the 30th of May. Thus far, we've concluded every arrangement and plans. So now I still enjoin all other Biafrans that lives in smaller cities to make their traveling arrangements earlier to avoid rush or delay as the time draws, like those that will be flying down to Stockholm or Malmö or Göteborg, wherever, they should just try to make their arrangements down on time. And I enjoy all Biafrans as well to please be up and doing towards all necessary things that are needed by every Biafrans. I understand there are a lot of Biafrans in Sweden listening in secret, but don't really want to come up openly to support the movement. I'm not pleading anyway, but if the love of your nation is really burning in you, then I think you should come out from your hiding. Those I'm referring to know themselves anyway. So that's just all I have to say now, Director. I wish you
and all the Biafrans in our capital, I wish you strength. And those of us that can be there now, in every necessary way to support and help the movement, we will definitely do. Thank you, Director, for the time.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Obi. Thank you for the work being done in Sweden by all our people over there. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we have a caller on the line. Do we have a caller on Skype? If we do, please, you proceed to give us your name and where you are, because we are Radio Biafra in our capital here in Enugu. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Do you think we are joking? What is your name and where are you calling from? I don't know if these people think we are in a nursery school. We are here to play. You think we are here to joke? Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. Please give us your name, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ihena Church Chukwuebuka.
You're welcome to the program.
I'm from Elnicha, Ezumitem, in Imo State, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm the PRO of Indigenous People of Biafra in South Yorkshire,
United
Kingdom.
In South Yorkshire. Thank you very much. How prepared are you people? Are you people prepared for the 30th of May?
Yeah, we are really prepared. We are prepared. We have already booked for our bus to come to London on 30th of May.
That is great. That is great.
Yeah, we have already secured two buses from Sheffield to London. And tomorrow is our meeting. So we are sharing our T-shirt tomorrow. So we are very prepared for the coming of the mayor. I want to use this opportunity to announce our upcoming meeting tomorrow. So our meeting will be holding tomorrow by 1 p.m. Venue 85 Pro Left, postcode S4, 9 a.m. I want to use this opportunity to call all of Biafra in South Yorkshire, that is in Sheffield, Rotherham, Doncaster, and Bantley. Wherever you are and are listening to my voice, please, I'll meet you tomorrow. Come out, tell your friends anything. This is our country. I'm trying to make our country better, so everybody will be happy. So I want to come upon my brothers and sisters. Come tomorrow for our meeting, 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. Thank you, Director, and God bless all Biafra in the house, all Biafra all over the world.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you're calling us from. We are here to do justice to what we promised. We are here to fulfill a very simple prophecy given by no other person than our late leader, His Excellency General Chukwueme Odumegwu-Ojukwu, that even the grass will rise up to fight for Biafra, that we are undefeated. That's what he said. And we are here today letting the world know that we are still going over 40 years, that Biafra still lives, but only this time far more deadly than before. Far more deadly, we promise them. Very, very dangerous indeed. This time around, no quarter or inch will be given. We get Biafra or we destroy this place completely. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Ifeanyi Otuku of Ademodenora in Otuku. I'm calling from Charlie, United Kingdom, from Oba, in Ademde, from the Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, why I'm calling on air now is I'm getting annoyed with some people that will call and maybe making a mockery of this Radio Biafra. It's a simple instruction that whenever you call Radio Biafra, try to put your system down or go away from where you're having your system. Well, some people that are just too stupid that
to understand simple instructions. Please, Biafra, all over the world, we are not joking. We are serious about this. You know, everybody has maybe lived or has done everything possible to make sure that he or her is next, that he or she is on earth next. And some people are busy doing all sorts of rubbish when you call your Latin underground or background and all that stuff. It's not funny at all. We have to stop it. Please, wherever you are, and you are the person that is doing this, I'm not happy with you. And others are not happy with you. We have to stop it and focus on what we are doing. We are not joking. We need Biafra. If you don't need it, that means your father or your mother must have come from out of your land or even Benin. Please. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. I couldn't have put it any better. I could not have put it any better. People must understand we are very, very serious about what we are talking about, and that this is Biafra. We are discussing an entire country, a nation. We are not here to joke. And of course, I welcome all the challenges, all the difficulties. I enjoy it because I love solving problems. Most people don't understand that. That was why white people used to hire me. I solve problems. I go to companies and I solve problems. That's why they used to hire me, to solve problems. So I never run away from any problem. I meet it head on. Regardless of how it comes, I meet it and I crush it, I defeat it, and we move on. That is the spirit of the new Biafra. And nothing is going to stop us from doing this, this time around. Anybody foolish enough to attempt anything stupid, the generation that person comes from will cease to exist. Is a very simple pledge we are making to them. We have done nothing wrong to anybody. All we are asking for is for the right to be free. The same way we were before Frederick Lugard came. This time around, there will be no Osu here in this land. There will be no Osu, none whatsoever. No Ume. No Ohu. There will be no child trafficking. There will be no motherless babies' homes. Because if you don't come from your father's side, you come from your mother's side. That is who we are. We are going back to who we are. Not this nonsense brought to us by Europeans. Handed over to Hausa people, manipulated by the Yorubas. This very nonsensical, vacuous, and empty existence must come to an end. That is why we pursue Biafra. That is why everything humanly possible will be done to ensure the existence of this very beautiful country. That is why Biafra is going to come. And that is why all of us are going to rejoice in it. Because Biafra still represents the only hope. Not just for us Biafrans, but the entirety of the black race, so that Americans can come to a place where nobody will call them nigger anymore, where they can move about and the police will not stop them. We are also doing this for black Americans, blacks in Canada, blacks in United Kingdom. Everywhere you are, you can come to Biafra visa free. No police will molest you. You can drive your car. You can trace your ancestry for free. You can come here and be part of us. You can be part of the family of God, the children of God, the only people that can claim direct descendancy from God himself. With proof. Provable. That is who we are. Do we have a caller on Skype? Do we have a caller on Skype? No, we don't. And this is Radio Biafra. And we are here. Our lines are open. We have somebody on the phone. They are trying to speak to us, but we must speak to them.
Hello?
Your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the special phone, I will say. Can you hear me?
Hello?
My goodness me. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We can hear you saying hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello.
The voice is very low. Please go ahead.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, I can hear you.
Then go on to say Hello. What you want to say. Say what you want to say, please. We are waiting.
Okay, I want to say something on this diaphragm issue.
Go ahead.
Okay, our people in Rome are highly behind everything that you people are doing in doing there.
Yes.
Okay, yes. What I want to say, our people in Rome, the members in Rome are highly behind you people, and I want to use this opportunity to thank you people that is supporting Biafra in any all angles.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So, are you in Rome? No, maybe the line is not very good, but we heard what he said. Do we have a caller on Skype? This caller on Skype, can you hear me? And I will ask you to please turn your system down. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
No, I'm not impressed. I cannot say what's going to happen.
My dear Lord. Now, come, Dina Gagawan. Are these people going to go to? Are these people going to fight? Simple instruction. Hey, it's a word of God. My dear Lord in heaven. Hey, whoa. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype? If we do, you will give us your name and where you are, and please also turn your system down.
Hello, director. Are you talking to
me? I'm talking to you, please, and thank you for listening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, my name is Ernest Owubwemele. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Senegal is very, very exceptional. Very formidable, yeah. I must say. Please go ahead.
I just want to announce our meeting tomorrow, Friday. So I wish to invite all the whole members of Indigenous People of Biafra to attend the meeting. Right now, we are planning seriously to make sure that we participate in this coming 30th of May demonstration. We urge all Biafrans in Senegal to come and identify with us so that the demonstration will be huge. The whole Senegal here, we understand that the presence of Biafra here in Senegal. We have prepared the whole arrangement to make sure that we secure all the whole necessary documents so that we will not have any problem that day. So very soon we are going to announce all the documents that we have secured to make sure that the demonstration went successful. So we urge all the whole members to make sure that they attend meeting tomorrow so that we can bring them the ongoing arrangement. The venue is the normal place, Yongolen. So Yongolen is a popular place here in Senegal. Any person, any Biafran in Senegal here knows the place, Yongolen. Hence you lose there. You will get the number to call. You can contact us with I will paste the number on our Facebook page so that any person that the newcomers we call the number if they don't really know the place so that we can direct them. So thank you, director. I really appreciate your good work. God will bless you and the entire board of Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. And God will bless you too. We have a caller on the line on the phone this time around. This caller, please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Good morning from Malaysia, our elbow director.
Thank you.
I am UK Darius, the CIO of Indigenous People of Biafra, residing in Malaysia here.
Thank you very much. Malaysians are formidable. Please go ahead.
I have been finding it difficult to connect. For the past 3 days, I've not been able to be connected, but I know it's a welcome development.
Yes.
I love it. In fact, whenever I call and I can't get you, I love it. It that shows that people are communicating, people are coming up, and people are responding. So I have no offense taken.
Yes.
So I want to say kudos to all of you in the house, our sister Rita and Abogo, and other brothers that came back from Europe and other parts of the world. We are saying, well done, all of you. We, the Indigenous People of Biafra in Malaysia, we love you all. We are not sleeping. I want to say that it is a high time we begin to outline some certain things that are happening in Nigeria. The zoo is becoming part and parcel of them. We have to be focused. As Onyoko na Abano Leana Achioke, we don't have to keep hitting on them. We have to continue doing what we are doing. And there is progress. There is development. I want to let you know, and the people of Biafra all over the world, that we, the indigenous people of Biafra in Malaysia, are working assiduously to make sure that everything about Biafra will come true. And tomorrow, being there here, because it's already Friday morning, we'll be having our general meeting. And our general meeting will be a place called Kepohom in Malaysia. Most of us know it. In fact, there's nothing like giving nine numbers to call. We all here, we are formidable. We know how to communicate with each other. And no Biafra, no person, is illegal person living in Malaysia here, we say he doesn't know anything about Biafra this time around. So I would like to let everybody and all the Biafrans residing here that our general meeting will be coming up tomorrow. Everybody should be there. And at the meeting, we'll be discussing about our fundraising program we'll be having on the 10th of May. At the High Club. Director, you know the place we hosted you when we did when you came here?
Yes, yes.
We celebrated, we did the remembrance of our heroes and heroines.
That is correct. Yes. Yes.
We'll be having a fundraising program there that day, and at the same place, we'll be advertising our clothes we'll be using for the May 30th, being our, you know, so everybody will endeavor to come for our tomorrow meeting. We have a lot to discuss. So many things we are doing, and it's not all we have to say on air. We know ourselves, and as time goes by, Biafrans all over the world, we know that we are formidable.
Yes.
I want to say thanks to our brothers in Lagos that sent a vehicle down home with other electronics and gadgets, as you people have reported. We say, may Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless them and strengthen them. Biafra is ours, and we must get it. We don't want any other thing. They can take their oil. We want to be free. Freedom is all, no matter what you have. If you don't have freedom, you are a useless man on earth. I call upon all the educated people, the so-called, because if you've not been identifying yourself with the Biafrans by this time and you're still hanging around, sitting by the fence, saying that you're educated, I don't know the meaning of education to you, because you cannot be educated and a house of full man that have not seen the four walls of education classroom before. It's really you dictating for what you will do. You will do everything, go by the Mediterranean Sea, trek across the globe, and he will sit at port authorities and collect all you have imported, seize the one you want to see, and give you the one you will go home with. You keep crying. How long will you remain crying for somebody you know that you're more educated than?
Isn't it funny, my dear brother? Isn't it funny? Very, very funny.
This is the reason why we have to come up and take what belongs to us. We don't need anything. I want freedom. I don't want their oil. Let them drink their oil. After all, countries that have never gotten oil are surviving. So people should zero their mind out of this useless oil. Crude oil is nonsense. We have to use our brain and we get what we want. And by the special grace of God, everybody will reduce greed. We will remove our rightly greed on us and walk with one mind and one heart. We will have a place that will be more better than Biafra and Singapore we have today. We are Dubai and Singapore as we have them today. Let me not take much of the time. God bless all of us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. God bless you too. People don't know the reason why Malaysia is very strong. And I will tell you today, you see, in Malaysia, that was where we started the remembrance of our dead people, our dead heroes. It was in Malaysia. The first remembrance was in Malaysia. They raised $10,000 towards our transmitter. Isn't it ironic that the people that... Why are we still going strong till today? Do you think it's because of anything magical that we have done? It's because we recognize there are some things that needs to be done. That Biafra, the pursuit of Biafra independence, is laced with deep symbolism. It's very, very mystical, very, very deep, that people don't understand. As soon as we started remembering people all over the world, one after the other, isn't it very funny? In all the countries that didn't cheta, they are still standing till today. The only countries dancing from one place to the other are those that did not do it. Imagine what will happen after the 30th of May. Again, we call Allah Majijiji. There will be earthquake all over the place because we would have woken up the spirit of these people. We have called them back from wherever they have been for centuries. We are bringing them home. They will find a resting place here in Enugu, the capital of Biafra. Here, we shall bury them properly. And then you will see what will happen. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
My name is Imano Kwanchi. I'm calling from Germany. I'm from Metro and the local government.
Which part of Germany are you in, please?
I live in Düsseldorf.
In Düsseldorf, please go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, please, I have a question. My friend told me today that the director said that Germany don't have national coordinator.
You don't have national executive. It's the second time we are doing it. Germany is a very special case. In Germany, we have women, not men. Go ahead.
So you say we don't have a national coordinator.
You don't.
I want to know the reason why, because we have a national coordinator.
I have told you now the reason why. I will not enter into a debate with you, because your leadership, both past and present, behave like a bunch of market women selling ayia. We are not selling crayfish here. We are pursuing Biafra. Anybody that steps out of line will be instantly removed, regardless of who you are. And we remain unstoppable. Unstoppable. The national executive in Germany, the second time we are doing it, we are going to be very, very careful next time, because not everybody who calls my father will go to heaven. Most people do not have the discipline to serve their country. Biafra Wabara. Biafra is a spirit. You need the discipline to serve her, or else you will not be found worthy to do so. To serve Biafra in any capacity is a privilege. It is a privilege. And we are going to prove it. There is a privilege to serve your country. We need men who recognize that Biafra is more important than life itself. Unless you regard Biafra as being more important than your own life, your own family, you will not be found worthy to serve her at this stage. That's the reason why. Germany do not have a national coordinator. Sorry?
Can I still say something, please?
You may say so, of course.
Okay. I don't know what information you got that led to this decision you took. I say that we are working very, very hard here. I don't know.
I have not seen it. I have not seen any evidence of hard work in a country like Germany. I expect to be leading this very movement. I expect Germany and USA to be leading this struggle. I have said it before, live on air. I don't hide it. Germany and USA, and we have Biafra. Germany is slow. Germany is very, very slow. Their minds have been contaminated by enemies of the struggle, those working for our enemies. I believe that APC has a camp in Germany somewhere. We will find it and we'll cut it out completely. We have destroyed bigger things than a bunch of people congregating somewhere and talking rubbish. I need men who can work for their country.
not women that spend time gossiping. I cannot stand gossipers or anything. I respect you because you've come on Radio Biafra to say what is on your mind. I respect men who can tell me what they feel on the inside in the open, not come on the air and be very nice and then go behind and do something else. I studied Biafra for 18 years. I knew how the likes of Ifeajun has emerged. I can see an Ifeajun from 10 miles away and I will cut the person out completely. You cannot spoil what we're doing. The present leadership in Germany is weak, compromised, and very, very childish. It can't continue.
Director, I respect you and I adore what you're doing. But here, the first information we got, you know, I had something you said about the boss. It was misinformation. It's not that we're not doing something. It's not that we are trying in as much as we can to bring our product and to show to the other people. Because this demonstration we are going to do, this remembrance, we are focusing more our energy there because we need people to support us. Whatever information you got to take this decision, I'll still say, please rethink it again. Because something is going on here which you may not know. You know, we are inside this place, we know what is going on. So please, take another think about the situation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Sometimes I may not agree with some people, but I will defend their right to say what is on their mind. Biafra is going to be very open. You see, in the new Biafra we are building, nobody is going to go to prison because of what they said. Police cannot arrest you for what you said. It's impossible. Because you have freedom of speech. If I feel that you have libeled me, I will take you to court. We are here to build a civilization. That is why I don't care what people say. I don't give a damn, to be quite honest with you. I don't give a toss what people say. As long as I know that within myself and my God, that I'm serving my country in truth and honesty. I don't give a damn. Because Biafra is going to come anyway. That is the only way I can be judged. Did Biafra come under his watch or not? Very, very simple. That is how I want to be remembered. That Biafra came when I was here. I don't want to be remembered for any other thing. I don't have friends in Biafra. I have family members. And as you well know, if you step out of line, you'll be removed. I don't care who you are. You will be removed. And we march on. Very simple. I expect men, not women, to fight for their country. What happened to the Biafran army between 67 and 70 will not happen to this new breed. It won't happen. It can never happen. No weakness anywhere. Any flank that is weak will be cut off. We don't need weakness anywhere because that is where the enemies penetrate from. That is why we need every country to be strong, very, very strong and independently minded. We don't care. Loyalty is key. Very, very important. Discipline and loyalty, or else we lose it again and it won't happen. So people will say, oh, Nnamdi Kanu brought us out and we failed again. God forbid Satan. It can't happen under my watch. Impossible. Impossible, I said. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed and bring this program to an end. Our people are here. Chuka Bosa. Chuka, he doesn't say very much. He's a man of action. Chuka is a man of very few words. Very, very few. Very few. Our people are here assembled. Ozemana is here. Osita is here. Opalenwe is here. And so also is Ikechi Kwenyago, our own very Secretary of State, and our dear sister, who is making sure things are happening. I don't want to tell people what I have been eating, or else everybody will board a plane and come back home. I have been having a very spectacular time. Very, very spectacular, in terms of our food. Do you know that it now is the mango period? Not mango grown under the lab with fluorescent light. Mango is here. It's falling. You go somewhere to just fall, you pick it, wash it, and eat. Isn't that beautiful? That is where you come from. Here.
and we are preparing for you to return to it. That is all we are doing. All these things we are doing is geared towards one outcome, a free Biafra. That is why we must remind each and every coordinator, zonal coordinator, all the officers working for Biafra that 30th of May is important. Any country that fails to honor our people, we will know they're not with us now. And you know, hey, sorry, we go ahead and do what we're doing. Every country that did remembrance of our fallen heroes, Ncheta, we called it. Look at where they are today. Malaysia started it. And that is why they are very difficult to beat. Almost impossible to beat. People will say, I'm biased towards Malaysia. But who wouldn't be? Who would not be? People who are being pursued, being killed, jumping from the 15th floor of buildings. You call them at the same venue where there was a raiding 2-3 days ago. These brave sons will still come out. This is Radio Biafra. We conclude this very program today by proclaiming, as we do every blessed day, that this Biafra, which we spread its gospel, is our religion. On this very platform, this radio station is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiam is our God. He will guide, sustain, nurture, keep each and every one of you and your family. But more importantly, something that is more important than life itself, more important than family, more important than work. Chukwu Abiam will bless this Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from our capital, Enugu.